InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
It's Monday, October 14th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
21 days, 14 hours, 59 minutes, 23 seconds, the most important election in world history. And 29 days until InfoWars goes up on the chopping block to be sold off to the highest bidder, with the left saying they're going to buy it, to turn it into a George Soros criminal operation. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We have a big transmission lined up for you today, as we always do. And we have an update coming up in the second hour from the head of Geoengineering Watch, Dane Whittington, dealing with the mass awakening to weather weapons and all the different corporate media trying to brainwash the public into believing that this massive ongoing global program does not exist while it hides in plain view. But in the first and third hours today, I'm going to cover all of the other insane news breaking. To say that Kamala Harris's campaign fell apart would be to falsely imply that it was ever really a campaign. She was installed. She didn't get one vote, as you know, during the primaries. And the public is totally rejecting her. Trump is way ahead in all the scientific polls, a dead heat or a little bit ahead in the skewed polls. And we are, again, so close from the most important election in world history. There is so much I'm going to be getting into today. Obviously, you've got Walls over the weekend out doing a fake hunting op and didn't even know how to use a shotgun that he claimed he'd been using for years, as he sat there and explained to everyone how guns work, not even knowing that the shotgun shells go in the bottom under the gun, halfway up the rifle in front of the stock. He then starts trying to put bullets in the butt of the gun when there is nothing in the butt of that type of semi-automatic shotgun. A six-year-old would know how to use one of these. But again, he's this big hunter. He doesn't want your guns. Everything with Walls is a lie, except him being a communist Chinese agent and loving communist China and wanting to put tampon dispensers in boys' bathrooms and having an obsession with mutilating little boys' and girls' genitalia. So the man is a complete joke. But the bigger issues here are him going on Fox News, and they bring up the censorship he supports of conservatives. And he says, I'll tell you what censorship is. It's keeping pornography out of public schools. That's not censorship. You don't hand out Jack Daniels and cigarettes either to the fifth grade students. But it's not just regular porn. It's not your dad's or your grandpa's Playboy, you know, you find in a drawer and you see a picture of Marilyn Monroe. No, it's pedophilic. So we've got all of that, and it's starting to break and come out on Tim Walz that after he claimed he stopped being an alcoholic and got arrested, that he was kicked out of school, the school he worked at, put on leave, and they've redacted a bunch of it. And the folks that pointed this out weeks ago said, check those dates in his career. Well, the documents are coming out, but they're redacted. They say that it is inappropriate relationships with minors. Well, you take one look at him and then his activities and his transgender pushing and his tampons, the boys' bathroom, and there's a lot of smoke there. And where there's smoke, there's fire. And now he's been caught lying about it all. It's coming out even on CNN. So old Tampon Tim doesn't just want to stick tampons in your son's ass. He wants to do a lot more than that. We'll be right back. Stay with us on this Monday, October 14th, global transmission. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the AlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off, and again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It is Monday, October 14th, 2024, and we are so close to this insanely important election. Let me just tell you what's coming up today. The new talking points are the old talking points that Trump's going to throw everybody in prison and going to be on a huge political witch hunt. And of course, everything the Democrats are saying about Trump is what they themselves have been doing. We also have Trump coming out and saying the entire country will be turned into a giant migrant camp. And from the UN bombshell documents that the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the State Department, the NGOs are so scared of, I'm going to show you these documents on the UN website. You see that being done in action. 640 million illegal aliens they want to bring to the United States and Canada, way more than double both countries' populations combined. So we'll be going over those documents. Also, unknown drone fleet breached U.S. military base airspace in Virginia for 18 straight days. It was 17, now it's 18 straight days. And that just illustrates how the Pentagon and the NSA know what you ate for breakfast, but they supposedly don't know what all these drone fleets are. Yeah, right. I'll be getting into all of that. We're going to continue to look at Kamala Harris's strategy to shame men into voting for her and some of the ridiculously disgusting TV ads that they've been running that are some of the most unintentional comedy ever, if it wasn't so horrifying. A lot of whistleblowers and investigative journalists have been spotlighting certain dates in Tim Walz's career as a public school teacher, saying, look into him being put on leave. And sure enough, those dates match up with him being put on leave with heavily redacted documents, reportedly not just for alcoholism, but for, you know what, let's just say this guy's looking more and more like Dennis Hastert every day. You look at all of his political actions, it fits. So that's coming up. He's been on TV again promoting pedophilic grooming publications in elementary and middle and high schools. We're going to be ferreting into all of that. CNN has attacked yours truly and others for daring to point out weather weapons and the fact that they're on record and are being used. And Dane Whittington is going to give us a big update from Geoengineering Watch in the second hour. Japan approves self-amplifying mRNA jabs that replicate the body. Of course, the regular shots do that, but they're officially admitting it like it's some great attribute. Like power windows in a car or something, like it's a add-on, like it's a wonderful thing. Also, they're continuing to have to admit in major government studies that fluoride destroys your teeth and gives you dental fluorosis and bone cancer. as well as brain cancer, liver cancer, and leukemia, blood cancer, in addition to lowering your IQ massively. And that ties into new peer-reviewed studies. I've been talking about this for decades. New cancer treatment protocol featuring horse dewormer, ivermectin, dog dewormer, passes peer-reviewed study. So we'll be getting into that as well. Also, deranged J.D. Vance hits out at anti-natalism on climate change agenda. That's what the media is calling him, deranged. Remember what Elon Musk talked about? He said 20 years ago he's hanging out with the founders of Google. They're like, how dare you be pro-human? We need to get rid of the people. And the media spins it like, how dare J.D. Vance want people to have more children? It just shows what an incredible death cult they are. So there's that and a lot more today. And, you know, so much of what we've covered a lot in the past is just now becoming mainstream, so I need to remember that I should recap it. And so Joe Rogan's guest, medical doctors, Megyn Kelly, they've all been coming out saying Alex Jones was right about endocrine disruptors causing all sorts of gender dysphoria and mutations in humans and death. And now Megyn Kelly has come out and said Alex Jones was right. So that's kind of become a touchstone. It's of people showing how awake they are. You know, at the end of the day, it isn't about me being right. The fact that atrazine bends the genders of every species it comes in contact with is not a secret. And I'm not the one that broke it decades ago, but I am the one that popularized it. But it shows how the corporate media operates. When you bring up something serious, they make a joke out of it, like weather control or Kamala Harris wanting to ban all semi-automatic guns or ban fracking or completely opening the border. She just laughs at you and says, that's crazy, even though it's all actually happening. So you have to learn the tactics and then just see through it and then ignore the Democrat politicians and just put our people in office and end these policies. Whether it's atrazine that's banned all over the world except here in the United States, or whether it is all this different garbage like fluoride, they're not having a debate with us about this. They know they're hurting us. They know these are weapons. So just because they sit there and never admit they're doing it, we have all the documents, whether it's geoengineering or the mRNA shot destroying your immune system. We have the facts. We take the governments back peacefully. We prosecute the people because that's our duty so that others don't try this again. But we're not the ones out there trying to put people in jail for their political speech. We're just trying to get these globalists off of our backs. And that's the first thing I'm going to cover today. Here's a short compilation of Kamala Harris saying Trump wants to politically persecute us. And then clips of them actually politically persecuting Trump and Republicans. And then that dovetails with clip 16, her supposed husband, Doug Inhofe, on Trump's potential political retaliation if reelected. This is just so oxymoronic and beyond hypocritical. I mean, everyone knows the Democrats are on a warpath with lawfare and lawsuits and debanking and censorship and indictments. I mean, there are multiple people that work here that have gone to prison for doing nothing. Joe Biggs, still in prison. Owen Schroyer. So I can't swing a stick in the dark or even around here. And they tried to put me in prison for it, for just being there and trying to keep people from going to the building. So to sit there and see them, oh my gosh, General Milley came out on Friday and said, Trump's going to put me in prison if he gets elected. Save me, help me, help, help. And Trump did no political targeting when he was in office. In fact, he was so intimidated by them claiming he would that he wouldn't even fire most people need to be fired. Now he's woken up and has pledged publicly to go through and remove all the deep staters. And it's very easy. They're all very public about what they stand for. You can do a 5-minute search on each person and then fire them. You know, Bill Clinton fired 98 U.S. attorneys of 100 the first day he was in office in 1993. Now, he did it because he's a crook and wanted to make sure he do whatever he wanted. And then since then, they've pretty much taken over the leadership of the Justice Department. You can see the response. Well, it's time to purge them. And if they've committed crimes, indict them, throw their ass in prison. But we're not doing this because we want to outlaw our political opposition. They've tried to outlaw us. They're the tyrants. Duty states that they need to be prosecuted. And so they are legitimately scared because they've been running wild and committing absolutely massive crimes. All right. Let's go ahead and play those clips back to back.
The former president has stated an intention to weaponize the Department of Justice against his enemies.
Earlier this afternoon, Donald Trump was arraigned on a New York Supreme Court indictment, returned by a Manhattan grand jury on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the first degree.
The former president has stated an intention to weaponize the Department of Justice against his enemies.
Charging Donald J. Trump, conspiring to defraud the United States, conspiring to disenfranchise voters, and conspiring and attempting to obstruct an official proceeding.
The former president has stated an intention to weaponize the Department of Justice against his enemies.
Specifically, the indictment brings felony charges against Donald John Trump.
The former president has stated an intention to weaponize the Department of Justice against his enemies.
Charging Donald J. Trump with felony violations of our national security laws, as well as participating in a conspiracy to obstruct justice.
The former president has stated an intention to weaponize the Department of Justice against his enemies.
You talk about the stakes being so high. I don't know if you know this or not, but your wife and I were on the cover of New York Times Magazine this week, along with about 28 other people. And the question was whether Donald Trump would be able to jail the people he said he was going to jail. So does she think about that? Do you think about that? That if Donald Trump wins, if he's good on his word, he could arrest her and jail critics?
We don't think about that for ourselves. We think about it for every single other person in this country. You know, she put herself out there and that comes with the territory. Mm-hmm. And so we're willing to take anything that's thrown at us for our country. We love our country. We're patriots. We care about the future of this country like I know you do. And so this is why we are going to fight like hell for these next 20-something days for our rule of law, for our constitution, for our democratic ideals, not someone who's going to talk about, you know, weaponizing the Department of Justice to jail perceived enemies and to go against a free and fair media. This is all the stuff that people need to understand and not get sucked in by this fog, this Trump fog that's out there of disinformation, misinformation, this perception that he was somehow good on the economy when he was president. He was not. And all these things he's trying to, right, you know, dupe the American people on. When you have someone like Kamala Harris, a prosecutor, somebody who is an attorney general, somebody who's a United States senator, vice president, been in the Oval Office, helping make decisions, in the Situation Room, doesn't have to train to be a world leader, already is a world leader, and has the character that people can look up to. And she tells the truth. So for me, and for so many others, this is why we're all supporting Kamala Harris.
Everything he said is a lie. Everything he said is what they've done. Then you got Tampon Tim that I'll get to more next segment on Fox, and they bring up his famous statement about you don't have free speech for disinformation. That's anything they say is disinfo. Well, now you're banned. Now you're debanked. Now you're in jail. you know, they say it's disinformation that Trump had the election stolen from him. The evidence is overwhelming. They've indicted him over that. They said disinformation in the Georgia indictment. They're trying to put the 45th president in jail. Whether he's wrong or right, he's allowed to challenge an election. He was allowed to challenge the certification in the Constitution. The Democrats do it all the time. He was allowed to have alternate electors. JFK, Obama both did it. And now Jamie Raskin and Pelosi were on the news, as you know, it trended top of X last week, on television saying we are probably not going to, well, Raskin said we will not certify a Trump win because we say he's a criminal. Just like they took him off the ballot in Maine and Colorado and several other states without a jury trial. Judges decided. And then in Maine, it was the Secretary of State. She said, well, he's been indicted, so... Well, you got to be convicted of the specific crime of election fraud to be barred. He hasn't been. And now look at the Georgia case, totally falling apart. Looks like Fannie Willis is going to be charged with money laundering. So everything's falling apart for these people. But there's Tim Walz ask about his censorship. He goes, you know what censorship is? Keeping, he didn't even deny it, pornography out of elementary schools. And I've shown you what we got out of the Austin Library for sixth graders. And as I said, I've been on the internet surfing around and had horrible stuff pop up. You know, two girls in a cup and they're reportedly eating crap or without even, you know, looking for it. It's popped up, especially in the old days of the internet. And I've been searching around something completely different. And, you know, a dude having sex with a horse has popped up. But I've never seen child porn. Even when the Democrats sent it to us, we didn't open it. The FBI said we were the victims of it. Though the press ran with it and said, Alex Jones has child porn. But I looked at that book that Christy Lee's middle schooler saw. It's a famous one. And it was graphic images of children having sex with adults. It wasn't actual photos. That's a crime. But it was illustrations of it. And I'll be honest with you, I couldn't read the whole thing. She said, hey, I'm going to report on this. Is that okay? And I said, yeah. I remember they threw her and others out of the city council and out of the school boards. Oh, you can't read that. You've seen it all over the country where they read. Parents go up and go, okay, I'm going to read out of this book. There's hundreds of them. And it's the most graphic stuff you ever heard of. And then the parents are thrown out because you're not allowed to read that on TV, on local cable. But you can show it to kids. And so just in my job, it was very upsetting and I couldn't look at it anymore. I got so mad. I mean, literally, I'm so mad this morning after I cover research on the news, I could barely do the show. Because these people are destroying us. They're enslaving us. They're criminals. They're the ones poisoning us with all the deadly shots of the GMO and the geoengineering and just the culture war. They are pure evil. They're trash because we went to sleep and allowed the worst of the worst to get in control. And that's how history operates. Once corrupt get in, they then get removed by even more corrupt, and then they get removed by even more corrupt until the very, very possible worst are in control. Oh, look, 25 years ago, a gay student sought support. His school turned to Tim Walz. Mm-hmm. Print me that. Oh, it's all coming out. Inappropriate relationships with male students. Got the articles right here. And now the records are sealed and blacked out. But he was disciplined. He was put on leave. That's coming up. So we're going to be breaking it all down here today. But here's Tim Walz.
You've said there's no guarantee to free speech for misinformation or hate speech. But first of all, Supreme Court very clear in a unanimous 2017 decision that hate speech is protected. That's the kind of stuff that needs to be protected, stuff none of us like to hear. But more importantly, who gets to decide on the issue of what misinformation is?
Look, the First Amendment is foundational. It's something I spent my whole life, the vice president, and I think most Americans are clear on this. The point being on this, we're seeing censorship coming in the form of book bannings in different places. We're seeing it attempts in schools. The issue on this is the hate speech and the protected hate speech.
Yep, defending the child porn in the schools. And, you know, people argue that stuff's legal if it's just graphic cartoons, you know, that are lifelike. But the intent is grooming. The intent is targeting children. The intent is telling children that, you know, if an adult wants to have sex with you, do it. I don't think that's actually legal. And a lot of people agree with me, a lot of scholars. It's organized crime is what it is. And they're grooming our children. All right, we're going to go to break, come back with all the information I was just mentioning, more on Walls and what's coming out on him and so much more. But please remember, I can't fight this fight without you. Plus, we have great products you really need. I want to thank those that have been supporting. We have a lot of new products available through our sponsor that are amazing at the alexjonesstore.com. One of them is the CMOS gummies, concentrated 20-to-1 with the highest quality vitamins, minerals, trace elements, and the highest quality iodine. So good for your whole body. Stamina, libido, focus, energy, immune system. And it's awesome at the alexjonesstore.com. But look at this. They have another product they just launched, and it's not a gummy. It's a capsule overhead shot. And I'm going to show people an overhead shot right here. They have powdered capsules now that are even stronger in the key ingredients, 215 times the daily allowance of the key type of iodine and some of the other amazing superfoods that are in this. And I'm not putting down the gummies. They're excellent as well. But now available is the capsules of the Ultimate CMOS at thealexjonesstore.com. So believe me when I tell you, you want to experience this product. Irish CMOS, bladder rack, burdock root, and so much more. This is an incredible formula. You want to get it. But just the CMOS itself has basically all the vitamins and minerals and the iodine in it. Both the gummies and the powdered capsules are now available at the alexjonesstore.com. There are a lot of great t-shirts that are being added daily, hundreds and hundreds of them now, hoodies, ball caps, including the classic InfoWars red on navy with the American flag on the right arm. This is a fundraiser shirt, so it costs right around twice as much as the other shirts. There's one other fundraiser shirt there. That's the Alex Jones Store shirt, or the Alex Jones Show shirt. Both of those, if you really want to support, please get those limited edition shirts at thealexjonesstore.com. Finally, if you really want to keep us on the air, whether they shut down InfoWars or not, our sponsors need support to make sure that happens. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's got my dad's high-quality supplements. Maybe the supplements not available at InfoWarsStore.com that were in the past are available at drjonesnaturals.com. But the big one is Next Level Foundational Energy. It's not a classical stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. It is the breakdown concentrate that your body can absorb 100% of folic acid with key organic B-complex and more. They just got another limited shipment in, but it sold out very quickly last time. If you want to support what we're doing, please go to our sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, and get Next Level Foundational Energy. You will thank me for doing it. But it's your choice to take action now and keep us on the air. We need your support. We fired the bad signal. drjonesnaturals.com. Also, if you do want a high-quality stimulant that's amazing, Top Brain is back in stock at drjonesnaturals.com as well, and so much more. Please check out all the products at drjonesnaturals.com. That's how you keep us on air, and that's how we fight tyranny. Stay with us.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
folks. Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to get into the stuff coming out about Tim Walz and his background and what I see going on with this guy, and he's definitely par for the course of why they would choose him for the VP. They only want the ultimate trash, the ultimate scum that will betray this country, betray the children, betray humanity. They go out and look for the worst people you can find to promote because that's who they know they can control. Remember the headlines came out in the last 10 years that the CIA in Afghanistan and Iraq and other places would recruit pedophiles and put them in as the mayors of towns because, quote, they didn't want money, they just wanted children, and they would do whatever they were told. Type in the headline, CIA supplied children, young boys, to Afghan leaders or Iraqi leaders. You'll have it. This is a cult, ladies and gentlemen, that we're up against. But before I go there, if you look at our live show headline today on X, it says it all. And it's the fact that Trump is absolutely right that if the Democrats continue to have their power, it's the same thing for Europe with the left over there, that our countries will be giant open-air migrant camps. They basically already are. Total invasion alert. UN officially calls for 600 million migrants to be resettled in the U.S. and Canada, Alex Jones reports. And I'm going to show you those documents. Now, these documents are from 2000-2001. They're on the UN website. I will show you the documents. You can go to the UN website. They're there. But if you talk about this and replacement migration, the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and others go out and get you banned. And remember when they had the ADL summit 3 years ago where they attacked me by name and said I'm a horrible person, they said we need to arrest. We need to arrest anybody that talks about replacement migration. So, here's the headlines, then I'll play the clip of Trump. The entire country will be turned into a migrant camp, Trump warns. Well, is that true? Well, look at already what's happening, 25 million. That's bigger than almost all the most populous states, like Texas and California, almost bigger than Texas and California. Muslim grooming gangs in the UK, wiki page altered to say scandal is moral panic of the far right, even though it's admitted, even in small towns, thousands of little girls as young as six were sex trafficked and the police would work with them. A migrant arrested in Lyon for masturbating in front of children dressed in thong and fishnets. This is just today's news. But here's the documents. Flashback, UN document reveals plan to flood America with 600 million migrants starting in the year 2025 and being done by 2045. We have screenshots of all the documents and links to the United Nations in this article. But if they're able to take over InfoWars in 29 days, they pledge to shut this down and kill it. But you go, we'll just go to the Internet Archive. Oh, that's been taken down. May never go back up. Here's one of the actual UN documents. UN migration pact crumbles as attention drawn to disturbing replacement migration plan. Trump got us out of the treaty. The problem is Biden put us back under it. Here's one of the actual documents. Replacement migration. Is it a solution for declining and aging populations? UN.org. So they tell you kill your kids, tell you Westerners having kids is bad, and then bring in the foreigners they control. Here's a replacement migration document from the UN, Population Division, Department of Economic and Social Affairs, United Nations Secretariat, United Nations. And here it is. This is just the summary. You can go read the document. March 21st, 2000, 24 years ago. You can go read it for yourself. This is just the table of contents. Hundreds of pages long. Goes into the fertility rates, total population, values of potential support ratio, total population, potential support, net numbers, migrants. It's all right there. But this, they say, at the ADL, does not exist. Here's President Trump.
The entire country will be turned into a migrant camp, and that's what's happening. Millions and millions of people. When I win on November 5th, the migrant invasion ends and the restoration of our country begins.
That's good. But Trump needs to go all the way and pledge to find, or try to find, and then prosecute those responsible for the 325,000, the government admits, children Kamala and Mayorkas shipped in that they made sure to cover their tracks so we don't know where they are. And when investigators go to the last known address they were given by DHS whistleblowers, they say, yeah, I had a little girl here, gave her away to somebody. Imagine if your child was grabbed out of their backyard and disappeared. And they're just totally normalizing all of this and saying that they're going to completely break the border with their so-called immigration reform bills and just legalize everybody. This is an existential threat, meaning the potential end of our country. And I know this audience understands this forwards and backwards. But still, we're seeing some movement by Vance and some by Trump on the missing kids, but they need to make it a central issue because it's the right thing to do, and it's a unifying issue. And how many days out to the election are we? We'll put it on screen. How many days are we out from the most important election in world history? Yeah, we're 97 days if Trump gets elected from the Oval Office, but we're 21 days, 14 hours, 19 minutes, 11 seconds. And I've got so much energy. I'm so upset that, quite frankly, because I don't want to be a jerk and yell at the crew and, you know, things behind the scenes, I can barely do this show today. And my biggest frustration is not with the crew, but just in general, that even people that think they're awake don't have a sense of urgency or focus or clarity. Because we've been living in this intensifying tyranny for so long, like the frog in the pot, that we're all becoming comfortable with this, even myself, at a certain level. And when I think about that intellectually, when I feel it spiritually, it just creates a burning in me, a burning to defeat these people. I mean, again, these are the criminals of the criminals, the nastiest of the nastiest. That's why they're physically ugly, mentally unimpressive, because they're the trash. They're the garbage. And they've been collected by the social engineers to be put in as the functionaries over us. And they'll do whatever they're told. They'll tell any lie. And America is the target. At the end of World War II, Americans had the highest IQs. We lived the longest. We were the most well-read. We had the most engineers, the most mechanics, the most doctors, the most patents, the most scientists. America was number one in everything. The best athletes at the Olympics. We were number one. Now we're behind every industrialized country and behind many third world countries. Our sperm count's the lowest in the world. We have the most transgenderism because of the chemicals and the confusion. We are being murdered in front of the world. And it comes out, what I told you decades ago, that they knew back when they did it, that they put cockroach poison, rat poison, hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water that just wrecks your body, wrecks your fertility, wrecks your mind, causes mental fog, bone cancer. The list goes on and on. And they tell you it's good for your teeth, even though sodium fluoride and hydrofluorosilicic acid destroys your bones and your teeth. And they put it in baby water before they've even got teeth because it lowers IQ. You go to the store and there's big end caps. Oh, fluoride water for babies. It's for babies. And the American Dental Association, months after the FDA and CDC had to come out and admit, okay, fluoride in the water causes massive IQ reduction and infertility, they said, we're still for it in the water. And my dad's a dentist. Still not retired, but he doesn't really practice, an oral surgeon. And I remember when I first got on air 30 years ago, he said, son, he knew a lot more than me on most subjects, but not on fluoride. He goes, son, you need calcium fluoride to live, and it's actually good in your teeth. And that the top Canadian dentist at the time, who'd been there and helped get their water fluoridated in the 80s, we got fluoridated in the late 40s, he was doing interviews and stuff, and I interviewed him, and he was in an article saying, I was wrong forget his name, you look it up. He said, I thought it was calcium fluoride, which you do need a little bit of, and topically can be good, though you still can be toxic in high levels. You want to spit it out. Yeah, it does strengthen your teeth on the surface. It recalcifies them. You know, it helps enamels stay together. He said, I didn't know it was toxic waste from the aluminum manufacturing and from phosphate mining for fertilizer. And I didn't know they dump hydrofluorosilicic acid that's totally different than calcium fluoride in the food. It's a lot of the food and toothpaste and water. It's in powdered eggs, you name it. Yeah, there it is. Top Canadian dental researcher speaks out on fluoridation. That's not the same person, but that's what I'm talking about. And I remember bringing my dad the report and on a cassette tape giving him the dentist interview. And my dad went and researched, and he came back to me about a week later, and he said, son, I apologize. He said, I can't believe they're putting his term, he has a degree in chemistry, Grignard reagents in the water. And I said, what's a Grignard reagents? And he said, it's the toxic breakdown of, you know, mass chemical production. They have this chemical waste. I didn't know the history. And that since 46, they've been putting it in the majority of our water. And I said, well, okay, you know more about it than I do now. So again, most people in the system just can't believe a crime. Oh, they wouldn't give somebody a self-replicating nanobot, you know, that turns off your white blood cells. Well, yeah, they did. Now they admit it. I can play the head of the top British Institute in the UK, the Crick Society, going, it's really great for business because after three shots, you have no immune system. And we don't know if your white blood cells ever turn on again. Want to see the clip again? Probably played it 500 times. So these people hide in plain view and do all of this. Now, recently, Joe Rogan was left speechless by Dr. Casey Means, reeled off more than a dozen facts about cancer, dementia, autism, infertility, the amount of chemicals in people's bodies in the U.S. And folks talk about this, and I've talked to a lot of people that are engineers and scientists and IT people who will get a six-month or year-long or three-month-long job in Europe, particularly Eastern Europe. But they run, they jog, they're pretty healthy, but they go over there and eat food that doesn't have glyphosate and doesn't have bisphenol A in it and doesn't have atrazine. And they lose 10, 20, 30, 40 pounds and look 10 years younger. Nobody in the world allows atrazine, the number two herbicide, in their food supply. But we do. And the allowable parts per million bends the gender of most animals that come in contact with it. So it literally is in the water. And these people are born this way because it happens in the first month of the zygote. It happens when the embryo's forming in the first few weeks. Low levels of it bend the gender. So you're not a male, you're not a female. You are a mutant. And I'm not mad at the mutants, and I feel sorry for them. And then the system collects them and makes it popular and gives them a new way of life instead of getting this stuff out of the water. Oh, breaking, CBS News, federal court rules against EPA and lawsuit over fluoride and water. Yep, I didn't even know that just broke. Print me that. I mean, we're on the march, folks. We're fighting back. It's happening. Get me that newscast. Wow. We'll play that in a short segment coming up before Dane Whittington joins us on the latest on weather weapons. But let's go ahead and play the clip of Dr. Casey Means. Here it is.
We are getting destroyed, and it's very recent, and it's accelerating. The stats speak for themselves. You know this very well. 74% of Americans are overweight or obese. 50% now of American adults have type 2 diabetes or prediabetes. These were diseases where there was 1% of Americans in 1950 had type 2 diabetes. Now it's 50% of Americans have prediabetes or type 2 diabetes. Alzheimer's dementia are going through the roof. Young adult dementias have increased like three times since 2012. So early onset dementias, we're seeing, you know, this one in two Americans are expected to have cancer in their lifetime now. One in two, and young adult cancers are going up 79% in the last 10 years. We've got, of course, the autism rates are absolutely astronomical. One in 36 children has autism now in the United States. That was one in 150 in the year 2000. And in California, where I live, it's one in 22. One in 22 with a lifetime neurodevelopmental disorder. We've got infertility going up 1% per year. 25% of men now under 40 have erectile dysfunction. A quarter of the country. You know, this is fundamentally a metabolic disease. We've got 77% of young Americans can't serve in the military because of obesity or drug abuse. We've got autoimmune diseases. Some studies are saying they're going up 13% per year. It's really unbelievable. And I could go through so many more diseases. Of course, we've got heart disease, which is almost totally preventable, as the leading cause of death in the United States, killing around 800,000 people per year. And I think as I kind of just looked around, and again, these are just statistics, I started trying to put the pieces together. Why is this happening? Why are these all going up all at once? And that led me on what is now a 7-8 year journey, ultimately leaving the surgical world, putting down my scalpel forever. Because what I realize is that when you go to the science with a root cause perspective, you go back to PubMed with a slightly different perspective, not how do I treat these diseases once they emerge, but why are they happening? You see a very obvious, blaring answer, which is why we had to write a book about it, which is that it's all caused by metabolic dysfunction, a term that I never learned in medical school. I learned about metabolic syndrome and the different individual diseases that make it up. But there is a problem. There is a fundamental breaking of our core cellular biology that is caused by our diet and the world we're living in, the modern world we're living in today, that is crushing the very way that the human body and our human cells can transmit food energy to life energy, to cellular energy. And so our bodies are essentially, I mean, fundamentally, because metabolic health is how we make energy in the body, the way that our environment is now synergistic to restoring our metabolic health, and the science is very clear about this, it's basically like all of us are a little bit dead while we're alive. That's what metabolic dysfunction is. It's less energy in the body. We're underpowered. And that's very dark.
All right. Now let's go to Megyn Kelly a few days ago. You know, still talks about how terrible I am or did bad things. No, the media said I did things I didn't do. Even if I did those things, it's under the First Amendment. But then she goes on to admit I was right. Here it is.
Can I tell you, this is crazy, but a few years ago, I interviewed Alex Jones. And I sat down with him, and he's, as we know, he's definitely done some not great things, especially when it comes to Newtown. However, one of the things he was telling me was about fluoride and about early puberty and about the frogs when exposed that went from male to female.
Mm-hmm.
I went back to NBC. We had all these fact checkers. It was all true. We found out all this stuff he was saying was true. And here I am across from you, Harvard educated, Johns Hopkins attending physician, saying, yeah, fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But they'll shove it in your kid's mouth just on a general cleaning. They want to saturate your kid in fluoride, like rinses or gels, just for kicks.
She goes on in the interview to talk about how the shots messed up her life and given her serious autoimmune disorders. That's what we told you it would do. The FDA in October 2000 predicted it would happen. They put it in the fine print. Now, the crew flashed up a headline earlier that I misread. I said, oh, it's good news. No, it was bad news. I didn't even know this happened. A few weeks ago, CBS News, federal court rules against EPA in lawsuit over fluoride in the water. Even the EPA said it's hurting people, lowering IQs, doesn't help teeth. Pull it out of the water, and the federal court said, no, we're going to keep it in the water. So Bill Gates isn't a doctor, but he wants to control your medical life, and now this federal court does. A federal court in California ruled Tuesday against the Environmental Protection Agency, ordering officials to take action over concerns about potential health risk from currently recommended levels of fluoride in the American drinking water supply. Well, at least the truth's coming out, folks, and if you're drinking tap water or showering in it, and not putting a filter over that or bathing in it, you're nuts. Because it's not just fluoride that's in there. Atrazine, glyphosate, I mean, and again, other countries, almost every other country has this stuff banned. But not here. Because we're targeted and it's on purpose and the globalists said they would do it. Bertrand Russell said in the 50s, we're going to put chemicals in the food and water to make people weaker and sicker, and we're going to give them shots that will control them. What do you think's going on? Incredible. All right, we're going to start the next hour, Dane Whittington, with updates on the weather weapons and also the big attacks on he and I and the corporate press that just don't want you to know the truth about what's going on. That's all coming up. I've got an action item for everybody. It's your decision to make. History's happening now. We are the trailblazers here on this broadcast. Myself, the crew, the guest, our reports, our investigative journalists, all of it. This is a lot bigger than just Alex Jones. And we can be shut down in 29 days with the sale of InfoWars. One way or another, our sponsors need to be ready and flush one way or another to have a new operation going. And so I'm not going to give our enemies any ideas of exactly what folks have set up, but let's just say this. We need more funds to be ready to go. So you need to go to our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, and get this fundraiser shirt. All the shirts are fundraisers, but this one, and there's one other, the Alex Jones Show. And then there is this shirt, the red InfoWars on navy blue. So there's the Alex Jones Show shirt. We never had one of those. People keep asking for one, so you have that as a fundraiser. And then there is the red on navy blue collector's item shirt. And if you want to keep us on air, I need you to go to the site and get either the red on navy blue InfoWars shirt or the Alex Jones Show shirt. Those are the ones that are $50 instead of $25 or $30. But all of them support the broadcast. Hoodies, ball caps, it's all there. And while you're there, there is not just the Irish Sea Moss gummy superfood with the very best iodine, minerals, and vitamins in the sea moss with a bunch of other superfood ingredients in it, the burdock root and the bladder rack root. There is also the powdered capsules now that are more than twice as strong as the gummies. The gummies are great. They're great for children. They're great for adults. They're great for everybody. But this formula, the powdered capsules, also has the black pepper, peppering concentrate that supercharges your immune system and your metabolic system and your metabolism. So get the ultimate sea moss gummies or powdered capsules exclusively, highest quality, at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure and check out all the t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, and more. But the two shirts, the InfoWars red on navy blue with the American flag and the Alex Jones Show shirts are twice as much as the other shirts, because that way you really know you're funding the operation. So I want to encourage you all to get those. I want to thank those that have gotten them, but you don't want the enemy to be successful tripping us up and causing some big problems. You can stand in their way. I need you to make the decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, and that's how you do it. Thealexjonesstore.com, also drjonesnaturals.com for Next Level Foundational Energy. Next Level Foundational Energy, drjonesnaturals.com.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean. But
there's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold, KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Whittington of Geoengineering Watch is going to be joining us coming up in the next segment. But I wanted to start the interview now with a 3.5-minute clip from CNN that deals with all of this. And again, here they are, like Dane said last week, predicting they would, focusing on small mom-and-pop companies that try to make snow resorts get snow or farmers get rain, and claiming, oh, yeah, they can barely do anything with the weather. When they're not talking about the government and industrial level operations. This is a total whitewash. Here it is.
Hurricanes from Hurricane Helene to Hurricane Milton are giving new life to an old conspiracy theory and lie. Until this week, it was mostly confined to the fringe corners of the internet. The theory goes that the government controls the weather by dropping toxic chemicals from the sky and these trails that planes leave behind. It does not. Those trails are just water vapor. This is a theory that has long been debunked, but prominent voices on the far right are reviving it and other conspiracy theories to falsely claim that the government deliberately steered the hurricanes toward Trump-supporting communities in a plot to steal the election. Yes, you heard that right. This is CNN's Tony O'Sullivan's job, our source on all things conspiracy. I mean, it's not just the fringe quarters of the internet. No. Jimmy Kimmel was joking about it last night. Mm. President Biden had to address it. I mean, it's a thing that is also being pushed by members of Congress.
Yeah, a lot of people in Congress pushing this. Look, I think firstly just the science of this is contrails, which they're actually called now chemtrails on the back of a plane, are, as you mentioned, water vapor. When it comes to actually trying to control the weather and trying to, there are efforts to try and make it rain in places that are experiencing really dry conditions. I spent a lot of time this week talking to actual weather and climate scientists who are even trying to do this sort of stuff. And they said, look, this is so hard. It barely works most of the time when we're trying to do it. It's really hit and miss. And when we can do it, it's really to make like tiny little changes, maybe make it rain a little bit where otherwise it might not. They said to steer a hurricane to do anything like this, just impossible.
Yeah, it's almost like it's climate change and how hot the Gulf
there
is.
You go.
If you've been in
that
it lately,
is, yes.
And you can see that. And you know, when you look at this, and you know it's bad when Alex Jones is celebrating it, which he was, listen to what he had to say this week.
I am seeing explosive awakening to this in the last few years, and it's really at a crescendo now everywhere. People on the street, family, dominating social media, videos with hundreds of millions of views, just all over the place, talking about this.
I mean, of course, a reminder, that's the guy who lied about Sandy Hook shooting victims, little kids who were murdered in their classroom. But just to see him touting the idea that this is now being something that we're talking about, that people are having to shoot down and address.
Yeah, I mean, like, when it comes to the chemtrail conspiracy theory, I think that it's kind of up there with the flat Earth. Like, there are people who still believe that the Earth is flat. You know, it's one of those really ridiculous conspiracy theories. But what we have seen this week, and I was, you know, I do this, unfortunately, as a full-time job, looking at these parts of the internet, it was everywhere. This whole idea that the government somehow intentionally, one, either created the hurricanes, or two, were able to steer them in some way to Trump-supporting districts in the country. It really was everywhere. And I can even show you right now, I think Jones tweeted in the past hour just a picture. I mean, it would be
what
funny if
it's... What does that captain say? Tonight's sky in East Texas.
Yes, clouds in the sky. So that's kind of where we are in this country right now.
I mean, do these... It's like people who've never been to Washington, and as someone who lived there, they can't even pass a budget.
I know.
Much less create a Category 5 hurricane direct it to Republican communities.
Yes, if only Democrats were that organized, they might not be neck and neck with Trump in the polls.
Yeah.
But look, I will just say this all sounds ridiculous, because it is.
But people believe it.
Yes, and I'm still hearing to this day, when it comes to the 2020 election, there's a lot of people out there who believe the whole pandemic was set up just to steal the election. I think we're going to be hearing about this hurricane conspiracy theories, especially if Trump doesn't win in November.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to hour number two. The head of geoengineeringwatch.org, Dane Whittington, is our guest. He was on with us last week for an hour. I wanted to get an update and cover all the new developments happening with all of his incredible sources in Congress and agencies and the state governments and private corporations. He is the preeminent expert on geoengineering for 25-plus years, and he joins us now. You know, some stations don't carry that first 5 minutes, but I aired CNN, a four-minute report, attacking he and I over the weekend and, you know, demonizing us for saying that weather control and weather modification is going on by governments and major corporations. They then try to only focus on the mom and pops, as Dane said last week they do, that are, again, just trying to get some rain on fields or snow for ski resorts when they don't have enough snow. So that's like focusing on Little League baseball instead of the World Series and saying the World Series doesn't exist. We have all the documents. We have the world treaties. We have presidents admitting it was going on. Now they don't want to discuss it, just like they don't want to discuss the dangers of 5G, or they don't want to discuss the dangers of atrazine or glyphosate, which are documented. And they just want us to not have a debate about it, not have a discussion about it, whether it's what the mRNA shots do, or the fact that there's human trafficking with children, open border. They just try to say that's not happening, or they want our guns. They say nobody wants your guns. And then you have the documents and the bills and the admissions, and Kamala saying she wants to ban them. Hell yeah, I'll take your, you know, semi-auto. So that's a tactic they use, but it's not working, and they're very, very upset that there is this mass awakening taking place. So, Dane, thank you so much for coming on with us. There's been a lot of developments since last week, a lot of attacks that you predicted the exact style of. So there's so many places to go, but you're really the leading expert. Where would you like to begin first updating us?
Well, Alex, first, your namesake, InfoWars, is exactly what's happening right now. And we have the power structure desperately pushing back with the kind of bit CNN just showed, because the public is waking up rapidly. And there's no debate about what's happening in our skies. For those clowns that they just showed trying to deny it. Again, I ask listeners, look at history. The first hurricane modification operations in 1947, Project Sirius, the dumping of less than 100 pounds of material into a hurricane had a notable effect, so much so that lawsuits were threatened over what that hurricane did after they modified it with that very small bit of input. And now we have resources that are 100,000 times greater with the amount of aircraft and the amount of material they can carry. And they're pretending that this isn't going on. We have film footage of these aircraft at altitude, nozzles visible, turning dispersions on and off, KC-10s, KC-135s, C-17s. There is zero credible debate about this issue going on, period. And the public is rapidly waking up to this, Alex. And as of about 2 hours ago, New York Times coverage of citizens now pushing back against meteorologists and the so-called forecasters that are literally reading scripts passed down to them from Raytheon and Lockheed Martin, the two private defense contractors that are neck deep in climate engineering patents and operations. And they do all the modeling for the National Weather Service and NOAA. They're literally passing down a script all the way to the local meteorologists who simply follow whatever they're told to do to protect their paychecks and pensions. This is an all-out fight for life at this point. What's going on in our skies is an immediate existential threat. The public has every reason to be completely outraged over what's happening and the degree to which they're being lied to. Thank you for your voice in this battle. InfoWars is the very title of your organization, is the epitome of what we're fighting against right now. And again, for people donating to environmental groups or any of these other causes that are simply part of the cover-up at this point, again, I would encourage them to support you, what you're doing. Bottom line is, this is a war for information at this point. Thank you for your voice.
Well, thank you, Dane. Now, the tactic of the New York Times and the tactic on CNN, we have the clips, we have the articles, is this doesn't exist. It's totally insane, even though they have hundreds of articles in the New York Times alone admitting it exists over the decades. And then it's a secret program. We have the CIA director under Obama admitting it, but they want to keep it secret. We have the weather weapon treaties. We have all the declassifications. But now they're saying people are being violent to FEMA. People are threatening them. People are being mean to meteorologists. There's this crazy vigilantes out there. That's where they're going with this.
When people that you're told and trained and programmed from birth to trust as so-called experts, and when they are literally lying to you, there's two possibilities here. They're either criminally ignorant of the very field of study in which we're told they're experts, or they're lying. Take your pick. In either case, it's inexcusable. How are these people not criminal accomplices to the climate engineering cover-up, Alex? When, again, there's no debate about what's occurring here. When we have film footage of these aircraft at altitude, again, nozzles visible turning on and off. We took a National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration aircraft with top scientists in it to altitude, sampled what these aircraft were emitting, and again, climate engineering elements, aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese, polymer fibers. And with the polymer fibers, again, that's not part of exhaust. The excuses they throw out at this point are so far beyond ludicrous. Alex, you know that when we capture the frequency transmissions, the NEXRAD network that's used to steer these storms, the official excuse to debunk that fact is that we're seeing birds migrating in perfectly circular fashions around the transmitters, all in unison. I mean, how moronic can their excuses for what we're monitoring be at this point? I mean, they must be laughing it up behind closed doors, but we're under assault, Alex, period. And people had better wake up, because this is an immediate existential threat. They're destroying the ozone layer, contaminating the entire planet, and every single weather cataclysm cannot be considered natural at this point, period. And they know that. That's why they're trying to hide this so desperately, because once people realize the entire climate system has been disrupted by these operations, every single weather cataclysm becomes a potential liability to those in power.
We're going to pull this article up that you just mentioned, but here it is from the New York Times. We do over a shot, I guess. Meteorologists face harassment and death threats amid hurricane disinformation. So, again, if you question anything they're doing, there's all these violent groups. Weather experts say the spiraling falsehoods, especially claims that government is creating or controlling storms, have gotten out of hand. Well, I mean, I can play them President LBJ as vice president talking about it. I can show them the UN treaties. I can play the CIA director. I can show them getting Nobel Prizes. I can show you Bill Gates saying they're adding chemicals to the jet fuel to be aerosolized to create nuclei. I mean, I've had the director of HAARP on. They admit all this is going on, but again, they then show you small aircraft and act like that's what's really going on is the big distraction. Hell, we even do it. Every time we talk about weather control, we show a Cessna. Not all the videos you've got from the Department of Energy and the Defense Department showing inside the planes and outside the planes with the giant sprayers.
Okay, that's an excellent point you bring up, Alex, and it's important people to understand this. The small-scale, publicized, well-known weather modification operations are used intentionally as a red herring to distract people from the inconceivably larger climate intervention operations. So we have a small-scale, single-engine, propeller-driven Cessna with a few flares in the wings that might distribute 5 or 10 kilos of material into the sky Compare that to a KC-135 that can carry 100 tons of toxic nanoparticles in a single trip. Going back all the way to 2008, when the California Energy Commission first recognized it was losing 20 to 40% of its precipitation from, quote, particulates of unknown origin. And California monitors where everything's coming from with California Air Resources Board. I spoke in front of the Energy Committee. Their top scientists were there. At that committee, they voted for and approved a $250,000 spectrometer from Scripps Institute to determine the chemical composition and origin of these particulates that were over the state. That meter has never been seen or heard from since, Alex. They simply rat hole anytime a spot fire and this issue starts to burn, they stomp it out as fast as they can. And Gavin Newsom, of course, has done nothing after my presentation to him in the Capitol with his top aides. Simply a minion for the Matrix is all he is. Bottom line is we need to exercise our sense of reason, our God-given sense of reason. Look up. You don't have grid patterns one day and nothing the next with similar atmospheric conditions unless something's going on. And we have film footage of this occurring at altitude. I encourage people to look at that and consider the CNN type of narrative for what it is, a criminal cover-up of the climate engineering issue.
How would you describe the level of awakening, and why do you think it's happening now, and what do you think the establishment's going to do? Because, again, they admittedly keep it secret because there's so much liability from governments, lawsuits, and also citizen lawsuits, but it's just like every other big issue they try to hide, it's coming out, just like the fluoride in the water. As you know, even the FDA now has said, take it out, it's killing people. Then a federal judge in California a few weeks ago blocked it and said, no, it stays in the water. I mean, they can't play this game forever.
No, they can't. It is coming to light now because people are being forced to face it with the kind of cataclysm that just happened with Hurricane Helene. And it's not just a weather cataclysm liability. The elements they're dispersing are highly toxic. Just what we know about is highly toxic, and there's likely many other elements we don't even know to look for, let alone any type of biological experimentation. So, again, aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese, surfactants, polymer fibers, graphene, and all of these elements highly toxic in and of themselves. When you combine these elements, the toxicity goes exponential. So how can we even begin to calculate the human health effect from distributing these nanoparticles? And again, the smaller the particle, the more harmful it is to all life. These particles are going in through our nasal passages into our olfactory nerve, crosses the blood-brain barrier. Is it any wonder that we have polymer, nanoparticles, aluminum, barium showing up in human organs, brains? This is completely scientifically documented. And when we're being lied to on every single level, including the current events like Helene in North Carolina, Alex, I just got off the phone with two calls this morning with South Carolina congressmen that have been in North Carolina touring, and they've taken their own assessments of the mortality rate. And we're told, I was told by them this morning, that the mortality number is no less than 500 and likely as high as 1500. They said the smell of death there was, when they first went in, was overpowering. So much so that the congressman from South Carolina that I spoke to became somewhat nauseous and sick. On top of that, we have some soil remediation groups in North Carolina that we're trying to help them with testing now so they get accurate testing. But they are certain that there's additional contaminants besides what we already know in this runoff. People are getting sick, and we're trying to help them determine what's happening there too. And the South Carolina congressman told me that there are certain regions that are being blocked from access by armed troops. So again, we're being lied to on every level, and this is just one area. I want to make that clear. The climate engineering assault is in different manners all over the country. In the West, they're cutting off our precipitation, completely cutting it off. Evaporation rate is off the scale here because these are desiccant particles. Depending on what they disperse, desiccants absorb all available atmospheric relative humidity. That's the NEXRAD network you're showing right now. That's a transmitter network. These are patented processes that can steer a storm by repelling the air mass. Again, the denial of this at this point, it's an elephant in the sky, Alex. The public needs to wake up fast because the ramifications are far beyond grave.
Here's a key question, Dane Whittington of geoengineeringwatch.org. Obviously, the long-term preeminent expert on the facts of what's going on with the geoengineering, both governmental, corporate, international. What would be the perfect, if you know, you had President Trump's ear, because we know they compartmentalize this stuff, even keep it away from the president, and that came out in his last administration, he's admitted that happened. They would even take executive orders, he didn't throw them away, they didn't like them. What should President Trump do, even when elected, to expose not just this secret program, but others?
We start with this. And again, we can hide from the sort of medical treatment that was pushed on populations in recent years, but we cannot hide from the air column we have to breathe from. This is the assault that, again, must be dealt with. It's not only destroying the planet's remaining life support systems, but it's contaminating every breath we take. And I can only assume that Mr. Trump knows at this point. I've had conference calls with Marla Maples, his second wife, and Marla, to her credit, is picking up this torch and trying to carry it. I'm very grateful to her for that. But we, at this point, even have online sources that we can only assume are being manipulated from somewhere that are denying what's happening in the sky, too. The power structures trying to utilize every card at its disposal to try to stomp this fire out, this fire of awareness that's rapidly growing before this tidal wave sweeps the globe. And it would sweep the globe, Alex, if populations around the planet understood what their governments have done to them without their knowledge or consent. I would argue that's the pitchforks and torches moment. And we simply need to reach that point. And all those participating, we would argue at geoengineeringwatch.org, from the local meteorologists to so-called media reporters, all of them that are participating in this cover-up, this is a criminal cover-up of the climate engineering operations, and are not all of them then legally and morally accountable for being a part of that cover-up? The law says yes, they are liable.
That's my next question, and you already went there. Looking at programs around the world, we know it's been going on a long time, but in the mid-90s is when I started seeing condensation trails form in the summer at low levels, not at the real level, high levels when it's colder, real ice crystals that then would dissipate within a few minutes, sometimes a few seconds behind the aircraft. Then we saw the entire nature change. I know there was a Nobel Prize in the early 90s for the dimming plan. Bill Gates has talked about that. So they've put him out as the savior running these programs, but then denying it's happening while they admit it's happening. And then around the world, what are some of the other nations and groups that are doing this more intensely?
Certainly the superpowers are very involved. They all have their own motives for participating in these programs, and we can speculate about those motives and agendas, but they are all involved. And for those that want proof, we have proof, have long since had mountains of proof at geoengineeringwatch.org. Again, government documents, Senate documents. This is all a matter of record, with budgets in the hundreds of millions of dollars going back many, many decades. And the denial of this at this point is ludicrous, like the CNN clip you showed, pretending that we don't have any sway over the weather. The U.S. military was so successful at manipulating precipitation in the Vietnam War that the next decade in the 70s, environmental modification treaties were passed to forbid these type of operations, not that anybody pays attention to those treaties. So these people on media that, like those we just saw on CNN, are either criminally ignorant of the information which they're reporting, or they're lying. Take your pick. This is historical record. Now, what you're – okay, that's a great clip to show right now. What we recorded, if you keep rolling that, people refer to the World War II bombers. There you see that bomber just shut its dispersion off instantly as if it was cut with a knife. We found that on military archives – B-17s flying in formation. You can see it's a short moment where you can see that dispersion cut off. That means clearly that was a dispersion, not a condensation trail. Did that plane fall out of the sky? And people should connect the dots now, Alex. When you see a jet today leaving a dispersion across the entire horizon and it instantly shuts off as it was cut with a knife, anybody that looks up enough can see that type of phenomenon. Did that plane fall from the air? Is it gliding now? As you correctly said a moment ago, condensation remains only for a few seconds. You don't see a cloud hanging over a researcher's head in Antarctica when his breath's condensing. That's not what condensation does. This is a particulate dispersion period. We have the patents. We have the historical documentation data, mountains of it, film footage. People that don't want to face this issue at this point are simply trying to make themselves feel better by remaining in denial, and that won't save us. Hiding in your cabin on the deck of, or on the Titanic is not going to save us, Alex. We have to deal with this.
Other than the establishment trying to claim we're violent and are being mean to people by bringing us up, what other tactics do you think they're going to use other than secrecy to keep this going?
Well, it's anybody's guess at this point. I mean, until the population realizes that we have a cancer of control that is manipulating every tool at its disposal to suppress populations. And Alex, let's look at what Zbigniew Brzezinski stated, the former, for those who don't know who he is, he was an advisor to U.S. presidents from Johnson, who we know how tyrannical Johnson was in many ways. He advised presidents from Johnson all the way up to 2017 when he finally passed. In the words of Zbigniew Brzezinski, he said, quote, in past times, it was easier to control a million people than to kill a million people. But then, quote, he said, today, with today's technology, it's far easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. We're getting dumber by the day, all of us. We're breathing particles that are neurologically extremely detrimental. We know from statistical study that the IQs are dropping rapidly. In the last generation, they've dropped 6 to 9 points. That's an inconceivable drop in our cognitive ability. And how can it be otherwise? Everything is toxic at this point. I don't care how organic someone thinks their food is. When you have toxic bioavailable nanoparticles raining down through the air column, and they are raining down through the air column. Anybody goes outside on a dark night, bright light in a hazy skies when these dispersions are occurring, shine that light straight up and look right up through the beam. It looks like you're in a blizzard. All of that's raining down on our soils, our waters. It's being absorbed in our food supply. And yes, we have other forms of pollution. I fully acknowledge that. We've been very bad stewards of the planet. But how can we not address this issue? And every single so-called environmental group that pretends to care about the environment but is ignoring this issue to protect their 501 nonprofit, again, as I stated in the last broadcast, they don't deserve a single cent. In fact, they deserve to be called out. And
well, Dane, they do both, though. It's all over the news. Oh, Bill Gates and the UN spraying us, keep us safe, block out the sun, Nobel Prizes. And then separately, it doesn't exist, though, and we want to have a debate about it, and we're insane, and it's not happening.
Thank you. Thank you. What a perfect point to bring up, Alex. So we're told, look at those skies. I mean, who could possibly think that that's normal condensation? And yes, we have the entire, as you just so accurately stated, the entire global climate science community stating they want to put jets in the sky to spray toxic particles that will white out our skies, disrupt the rain cycle, destroy the ozone layer. But then they tell us we're not seeing what we're seeing. Even though we're showing, as you see, the testing that we've done, that's all part of on the dimming. That's at Rensselaer Polytechnic University, what you're showing there.
And you come out decades ago and say it's barium salts, aluminum dioxide, silver iodide, all, and then they put out patents and say they're doing it with the exact things you list.
Exact match. And we're told it's not happening. Again, this is beyond ludicrous at this point. People need to understand every breath we take is laden with these particles. They are bioavailable and bioaccumulative, building up in our system. And what happened in North Carolina is just the beginning, just the beginning. There's much more coming, and every single day these operations are allowed to continue pounds more nails into our collective coffins, Alex. This is an existential threat.
Dane, I want to talk big picture when we come back, because you can see the propaganda. Humans are bad. We've got to give them a carbon tax. We've got to not have children. We've got to have a world government, a social credit score that tracks everything to save the earth. They then list carbon dioxide, the life-giving gas, as the only bad thing, and then ignore all the toxins, all the chemicals, and the federal court says, no, we're going to keep fluoride in the water. It lowers IQs and causes cancer and infertility. That was just a few weeks ago. We showed CBS News earlier. So it's clear they're creating environmental crises to then use that as the pretext for total control.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate CMOS exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air. As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
All right, folks. Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Dane Whittington is our guest. The establishment hopes you don't go look up his website. Hopes you don't watch the different experts and committee hearings and legislatures in Congress. Hopes that you don't understand this is going on. Massive weather control. And then you've got all the politicians saying the world's going to end in 2030. They mean the world's going to end as we know it. They're cutting off the resources, cutting off the energy, trying to shut down the organic farming. They're trying to create a global collapse called the Great Reset. And they're using, quote, climate change being man-made as the pretext that we deserve it, and as the weather gets more crazy and all this happens, it's our fault. We'll talk to Dane Whittington about that. I have some clips I'm going to play. Plus, he wants to point out the record fires and freezing and all of this in key resource areas. We'll talk to him in a moment. But please remember, we're in a race. On the 29th of, well, we got 29 days coming up to the 13th of November, a little bit after the election, when the establishment is trying to shut us down, and they've got big Democrats saying they're going to come in and buy InfoWars when it goes up for auction. Well, regardless of what happens with that, we've got some great people that have got quite a bit of money who say they're going to come in and buy InfoWars, and we'll keep going and won't skip a beat and actually expand. But if that doesn't happen in 29 days on the 13th of November, we have to continue on, and that means our sponsors that are definitely helping and gearing up, regardless, for me to continue on and the crew to continue on, and again, not miss a beat while President Trump's president-elect, then you need to go to thealexjonesstore.com. Plus, these are great products, and get the ultimate CMOS, the highest quality, with one of the best forms of iodine, and just jam-packed as a superfood. This is an incredible formula. It doesn't just have the concentrated CMOS in it. The gummies are 20-to-1 per gram concentrate of the CMOS. Now there is a powdered form that just came in today that is more than twice as strong of the ultimate CMOS at thealexjonesstore.com. The health effects of this are well known. CMOS is all the rage. Irish CMOS. This is from one of the top suppliers in the country that has some of the highest rated CMOS that our sponsors allowed to private label in the gummies and in the powdered pills. It's amazing. Please support the broadcast. And while you're there, get some of the limited edition fundraiser t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps. All of that is critical. It's such a simple decision for you to make. We are fighting the globalists on election fraud, human trafficking, open borders, trying to stop World War III, exposing the pedophile rings, exposing the geoengineering, exposing the glyphosate and the atrazine and the gender bending. Everything we trailblazed is now the hottest news out there. And that's great. I want to become obsolete because people wake up so much, but we are still covering other cutting edge tomorrow's news information, and our mission is not over yet. So keep me in the fight. I want to thank you all for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And you can also go to our other great sponsor, my dad's supplement company. That's separate from InfoWars. We'll continue on. And that is DrJonesNaturals.com. You want the next level foundational energy that's not a stimulant. It's concentrated breakdown that your body fully absorbs of folic acid, methylfolate. Most people cannot fully absorb it, particularly Northern Europeans. So if you do have a genetic issue with absorbing folic acid, it's going to blow you away. Everybody gets great cleaning energy with no letdown from it. Next level foundational energy, limited supply back in stock, drjonesnaturals.com. Also, if you do want a stimulant that is amazing, doesn't have a big letdown, Top Brain is crazy. People love it. And then, of course, it's really good for your immune system and body to get great sleep. A very powerful herbal formula, Rocket Rest, Sleep Aid. People love it. DrJonesNaturals.com. So TheAlexJonesStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. That's how, one way or the other, you keep the broadcast on air, supporting our sponsors. I really need your help. This is a historic moment right now, and you're the reason we're having all this success. That's why the enemy wants us off air, so please take action now at drjonesnaturals.com and thealexjonesstore.com. That's where you support. That's where you take action. Now do it now, please. Or make the decision not to fight back, which I don't see how people could do that. So thank you all for the support. But regardless, spread the articles, spread the videos, and pray for the broadcast. All right, Dane, before we go any further into the big topic of what their end game is, how they're trying to terrorize people, and then saying it's our fault. Excuse me. Tell us about your films and your work.
Well, this is not a job I wanted, Alex. I mean, the last 20 plus years of my life, but how could I not face this issue knowing what I knew? So the bottom line is, this is something we can't ignore, and it's not going to go away. It's only getting worse. And for sources like InfoWars, you're a thorn in their side, thankfully. And we need to keep you in that position, certainly. So again, for anyone that thinks that someone else is moving the ball up the field, everybody is needed in this fight. All hands on deck. And we are rapidly running out of time. And this, what's happening in our skies, climate engineering, is the covert weapon, the crown jewel weapon of the controllers, again, with which they can, are, and have been bringing populations to their knees without those populations ever even knowing they're under assault, and they can blame it on nature. And how is this used against other countries? Again, if we cite Mexico, that in 2023, one, push back against covert climate engineering operations, and two, push back against the official position on what's happening in the Middle East, and suddenly they get Hurricane Otis. Again, a hurricane that the meteorologists said they had no idea how it strengthened so fast from an insignificant tropical depression to the strongest Cat 5 to ever hit that part of the world in less than 24 hours. And for those that haven't seen what Hurricane Otis did to Acapulco, look at that as an example of what they can do if they choose to. The flyover looks like some sort of a post-apocalyptic scene. And why are we being lied to, for example, even with Milton, Hurricane Milton, that clearly was not what we were told? None of the surface metering from surface stations can we see that, I think, yeah, if you're showing Acapulco there, but none of the surface metering was anywhere near what we were told. The storm surge was a fraction of what we were told. In the case of Helene, same situation, but what we weren't told was the danger to North Carolina, where that moisture went and what it did. And the fact that they're manipulating these storms is absolutely inarguable. Mountains of data, film footage, testing, it's absolutely inarguable at this point. So we encourage people, again, to, from their local meteorologists to the authors of environmental articles, elected officials, call them onto the carpet professionally, peacefully, but send them a link to the dimming and ask them to explain the data presented in that film and the testing that we did, and CC as many other people as you can in that email so that individual knows that there are many listening to that conversation. We need to hold them accountable so that this criminal cover-up from people in media like we just saw on CNN is shown for what it is, Alex.
We've got 30-minute-long compilations of this, but I'm going to show a short one of members of the House, different leaders, fear-mongering and saying, well, Prince Charles, that if we, you know, don't pass carbon taxes and let them run our every facet of our lives with a social credit score globally, that the world's going to end in 2030. And then they purposely lock the planet down for years in the third world, flood us with those third world populations, and say COVID caused it. No, the lockdowns caused it. Or they say climate change caused it. Or they now say crime is caused by climate change. Inflation is caused by climate change, which again is whose fault? The people's, not the political ruling class. And you've got all this admitted weather modification going on, targeting major populated areas. And then they turn around and say, see, it's your fault. You need to give us total control of your life. We can see what's happening here. And it's clear they're using weather weapons to terrorize the public into submission. Here's a short compilation.
I don't think that we are discussing climate change the way we need to be discussing climate change.
We are in the midst of climate change right now, and it is only going to get worse.
The world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change.
The scientists also tell us we have 12 years in which to answer that question. 12 years within which to act.
Like, this is the war. This is our World War II.
We have 12 years to turn this around.
We are less than 12 years away from not being able to undo our mistakes.
10 years that we have left to us.
Within the 10 years that we have left to us,
we don't have more than 10 years to get this right.
A little more than 10 years from now.
There is no justice and there is no combating climate change without addressing what has happened to indigenous communities.
I speak to you as a human being, a woman whose dreams of motherhood now taste bittersweet because of what I know about our children's future.
You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words.
This is about our lives. This is about American lives.
That our community will be uninhabitable, will not sustain human life along this current trajectory.
I am here to say our house is on fire.
It's a crisis that could, at its worst, lead to extinction.
We are in the beginning of a mass extinction.
People are dying.
People are suffering. People are dying. How dare you?
Barack and Michelle Obama, they are buying a house in Martha's Vineyard. I shouldn't say house. This is a massive, incredible beachfront estate.
Okay. So I think of the allegory to Tom Cruise's movie Oblivion. The alien spaceship shows up, blows up the moon to destabilize the tides of Earth, knock out a lot of civilization. Then it captures some astronauts, clones them, sends them down to exterminate people, but also wipes the memory of some clones and has them going around still exterminating what humans are left and telling him that that resistance is trying to stop Earth from fueling with the water the human spaceship. It's not really a human spaceship. It's an AI system so that it can make its next move to the next star system. Now, I'm not saying that's the reality, but it's the perfect compartmentalization where they tell us you're bad, you're killing the Earth, while they create the GMO and the geoengineering and all the electromagnetic radiation, and the globalist own documents say they're going to be gods, they're going to overwrite the whole planet, they're going to create this new superhuman that merges with machines, the future's not human by 2047, the WEF says, only cyborgs. So they're really a transhumanist cult doing a giant experiment. Meanwhile, they're busy killing the planet in a giant satanic ritual is how I would describe it, and then telling us it's our fault while they're the ones greasing the skids for it and creating the weather weapons developments to, again, be the pretext to say, see, it's your fault. I mean, it's the perfect plan. And then, as you've said, when you look at everything they're doing across the board, it's to end life as we know it and create something else on its ashes, truly the Great Reset. They don't want to just kill the global economy, as Klaus Schwab has said, on its ashes, build back better. They're talking about taking everything over. This is an overwrite of the planet. I mean, I don't get into flying saucers and aliens and stuff, but if I was sitting back extrapolating out what's happening, it does look like an anti-human force is doing this.
Well, certainly we know from the Milgram experiments that humans behaving poorly can do a lot of horrific things. And the equation we face is definitely complex. We're playing chess. We need to learn how to play well. It's nauseating to see the kind of actors that you just showed in that clip that won't admit to climate engineering, the single most harmful human activity of all. But in playing chess and playing it well, it's imperative that we try to build bridges even with that side of the demographic. And we can do that by acknowledging we've certainly been poor stewards of the planet, and those at the top being the worst of all, they've used the most resources and done the most damage. But from that poor stewardship, aside from that, how can there be any legitimate discussion about climate, anything from any perspective, without first and foremost addressing this issue? And that is the narrative that can cut off at the pass anybody on the side of the fence that we just saw, from AOC to Greta to the rest. Again, that narrative, no legitimate discussion about climate, anything from any perspective, without first and foremost addressing the climate intervention, aka weather warfare assault, which is preventing the planet from responding to the damage done. And damage has been done and continues to be done. This, again, the single most destructive factor being climate engineering. And I want to make clear the damage is real at this point. Climate engineering has sterilized soils, root systems. That's why we see trees tipping over. Just talked to the South Carolina congressman this morning about how many trees were tipped over. The root balls were completely deteriorated and rotted because, again, these elements are sterilizing soils, killing root systems. None of this acknowledged by the so-called climate science community or the other experts, forestry and otherwise, that are systematically ignoring this issue, Alex, because their paychecks and pensions depend on them ignoring this issue. And that needs to end, because their paycheck, that pension, the retirement accounts won't matter on the current course, because climate engineering is pounding the nails into our collective coffins by the day.
You also sent me a note about the record level fires in the West also hitting key mineral zones and tying all that together. Also the record freezes. I mean, I'm born in Texas, been here 50 years, and the last 3 years in a row, record giant blizzard conditions. And then the federal government orders Texas not to up the power they need despite official request. Our power grid under the carbon regime is restricted. What's going on there?
Yeah, let's look at both issues. In regard to the unprecedented firestorms, the single greatest factor is climate engineering. That, again, is not a denial of other sources of damage to the planet. We're not denying that. We're saying, how can you have a legitimate discussion about the firestorms without addressing the climate intervention issue, which is the single greatest drought-causing issue? Climate engineering is much more effective at causing drought than deluge, though it causes both. So when we can see in satellite imagery these operations, cutting off the flow of precipitation to the U.S. West. If you go all the way back to 2014, a large presentation I gave then, engineer drought catastrophe target California, every single thing I said would happen, did happen, is happening, continues to happen. So again, why would they want to facilitate firestorms? And I'm not talking about the source of ignition, separate subject. I'm talking about what's setting the conditions for these fires to burn with such ferocity, and that is without question climate engineering, cutting off the rain, contaminating soils, killing trees from the bottom up. This is an incendiary dust. Aluminum nanoparticles are so effective and incendiary that they're used in thermite, military demolition material. Bottom line is that the ionized atmosphere now, we have more dry lightning. So all of these conditions make it more conducive for these fires to burn with such ferocity. So we have record temperatures and firestorms in the West. And yes, some of those are, interestingly enough, in a mineral-sought region like North Carolina. And now let's look at the freeze that happened in Texas and that happens in other regions. That deep freeze in Texas occurred from chemical ice nucleation cloud seeding operations. These are patented processes. We're testing this frozen material so we know what's in it. People should stop and think, how could Texas, Dallas, Texas, has been 0 degrees while it's in the 80s at nearly the same latitude in Florida? Common sense should kick in. Denver shouldn't be going from 80 degrees to single digits in 24 hours year after year, Alex. This is, again, these are patented processes. Chinese government openly announced they were doing this. So from the full spectrum, Alex, from unprecedented firestorms to chemical ice nucleation, all of this is inseparable from climate engineering operations. We're begging people, please research. Ignore the online trolls that deny this issue, and there are many of those now. That's part of the power structure's entourage of disinformation from Matrix Media, also denying. Use your God-given common sense. Look at the data. Decide for yourself.
You've got hundreds of angles and points, and everybody should watch your preeminent film on the subject, but if you had 5 minutes to talk to Congress, what would you say to them?
That if we don't stop what's happening in our skies, none of us are going to be here much longer. And that's not theory, conjecture, hypothesis. That's a statistical, mathematical trajectory. Again, these operations are destroying the primary foundational factors of the planet's life support systems, starting with the ozone layer, which we know is deteriorating, and that's another region that we're being lied to about to a degree that can scarcely be comprehended. People ignore their own sense of feel, Alex. You can feel the sun burning your skin. You see all the segments now on Weather Channel about all the people dying in cars because they heat up so fast, and that's because the ozone layer is disintegrating. Climate engineering is the single greatest source of that destruction. Think about that, Alex. Should we believe that hairspray cans are the primary source of ozone destruction, or the military tanker jets dumping 40 to 60 million tons of ozone-destroying particles into the atmosphere? Where does common sense kick in? And if you search geoengineering will destroy the ozone layer, you'll find the entire climate science community says, yes, if we do this, that will happen, but it's not us, and you're not seeing what you're seeing. And think how ludicrous all this is. People need to wake the hell up, Alex, because we're almost out of time. So the bottom line is, the biggest hole in the bottom of the boat at this moment, this is what I would say to a congressional audience, is climate intervention operations, human health, environmental contamination, destruction of the planet's life support systems. If we don't stop this, if we don't plug this hole in the bottom of the boat, very soon, nothing else will matter. And again, this plugs into many other aspects like nuclear cataclysm, damaged atmosphere. Now we're susceptible to a CME, a coronal mass ejection. If a large one happens, shuts down grids around the globe. Now we have nuclear power plants melting down everywhere. Again, connected to climate engineering. The contamination, the use of weather as a weapon from every conceivable direction. This is the single biggest threat we face short of nuclear cataclysm, Alex.
And it goes back to the narrative they're putting out. Humans are killing the earth with their hairspray, but then they have patents and weather control and Pentagon admissions and thousands of articles admitting they're doing it, going back to the 60s, mm-hmm. and right through to now. And then separately, you talk about it, they say, no, it's not happening. They're the ones at industrial scale. It's the same way they'll talk about some local weather modifier that tries to make a ski resort have some more snow, and then they'll compare that and say, oh, but the big stuff's not happening. It's the same thing with blaming our hairspray versus these giant industrial operations. Just to get it on record, I want to play a clip that you mentioned earlier of LBJ in 1962 when he's VP talking about he who controls the weather controls the world. Here it is.
And that message calls for new frontiers, new visions. It calls for us taking the steps now that will make us no longer second in space and in science. It lays the predicate and the foundation for a space communication satellite that will permit the people of the world to see one television program at the same time throughout the world. Think about that kind of communication, and think about the opportunity that will provide. It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world. It lays the predicate for the steps that are necessary to send a man to the moon. It lays the steps that's necessary to provide a nuclear rocket that will produce benefits that are so unlimited that I couldn't tell you about them if I had all afternoon. But that's the kind of a world that you're living in.
And then we read the CIA documents from the 70s saying the power of weather control is incalculable, and they had the total control certified by then, and the projects are going on in Dane Whittington for 20-plus years. Has been exposing. And again, tell people the name of your most important documentaries, most important stuff to search on geoengineeringwatch.org.
The Dimming. The Dimming documentary is the one-stop A to Z on this issue. Again, we posted it for free the moment it was done. It's available for free on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. We encourage everyone to send a link, that Dimming, email a link to that documentary to environmental article authors, elected officials, agency officials, and ask them to explain it. CC as many others as you can. Openly CC so that those people know that there are many involved in the conversation. And again, Alex, think about that. 62 years ago, Lyndon Johnson stating what he said on the record and the desire to control the weather. U.S. military stating on the record that they see the collapsing climate system as the greatest threat of all. And yet they're participating in that collapse. Think about that insanity. This is a climate engineering Manhattan Project that is inarguably going on all over the world for anybody who chooses to not have their eyes wide shut. We don't have much time. I'm begging everyone to please do hard research. Ignore the disinformation we saw on CNN or the disinformation trolls that are being scattered across.
Dane, great job. We're out of time. Join us again soon. But here's the good news. It's breaking out thanks to your work. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. Big guest next hour. Thank you, sir.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it, and it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
At the AliceJonesStore.com, we don't just sell products in t-shirts. We empower patriots to stay strong in the fight for freedom. Our best-selling items like Ultimate CMOS and our amazing fundraiser t-shirts help keep Americans fighting for freedom outwardly and inwardly as they support the InfoWars broadcast and the Alex Jones broadcast as well.
Conspiracies are no longer conspiracies, they're truth.
We love the shirts. And not only that, I just wish more people would get wise. Elect Donald Trump, baby!
That's right. That's who I'm voting for. And I'm Hispanic.
We hear stories like this every day. Real Americans just like you reclaiming their freedom with our cutting-edge supplements and t-shirts available right now at thealicejonesstore.com.
Everyone, I wanted to recommend the AJ store. This is my first time buying. Obviously, it won't be my last. I'm going after the Alex Jones Was Right. That will be my next purchase. And the gummies. I really want those gummies.
At thealicejonesstore.com, we stand behind every product with rigorous testing and unparalleled quality. But don't just take our word for it. See what thousands of satisfied customers are saying and experience the benefits for yourself.
I stand for Alex Jones, the AJ Store, and all of us patriots. And God bless my new shirt, and God bless you all. America will rise again.
Head to thealicejonesstore.com today, read the reviews, and join the movement of informed, empowered patriots taking their health and style into their own hands. Don't wait. Stock up now because your freedom and future depend on it. Visit thealicejonesstore.com right now.
We're winning.
Here's your chance to keep my broadcast, which the globalists absolutely hate, which is devastating them, on the air and empower your body, your overall health, your immune system, your mental clarity. Now, anybody that knows about supplements and what is the most popular stuff out there knows that Irish sea moss has compounds in it that make it arguably the greatest superfood out there. It's got one of the best bioavailable forms of iodine in it. It's got all these key minerals, all of these key vitamins, and a bunch of other what they call ring structures involved in it that help the vitamins and minerals and other compounds like iodine get directly into your cells. So you want to go to the AlexJonesStore.com and get this incredible CMOS product that is called Alex Jones's Ultimate CMOS. You will immediately feel the energy and the mental clarity. And within a few weeks, the iodine in your cells really starts to kick in, and that's when you feel the real benefits. There's also some other great supplements on the site, and there's also amazing t-shirts, hoodies, and ball caps that have the message of liberty, InfoWars, Alex Jones, President Trump. All of these messages support and promote freedom and exercise your First Amendment in the face of the leftist tyrants that want to silence all of us. So it is a 360 win to keep my broadcast on the air one way or another when you go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Ultimate CMOS and some of the other products that are there. I can't do this without your help. I try to bring you products that I know are really going to work, so you'll love them, so you'll come back and get them again and again. I will never give up. I will never sell out. I will never back down. But we could give out without your support. Look, the globalists with all their big fake lawsuits and rig courts openly told me, stop promoting the Second Amendment, stop promoting Trump, we'll drop all this. They literally think that I will buckle to them, that I will bow to them, that I will give in to them. I will never do that. I will never sell out. It's impossible. Can't even think about it. But I could give out, as I keep saying.
So please keep us on the air. We have broken so many huge stories. We've exposed the poison shots, the open borders, the globalist pedophile rings, the World War III situation. Almost everybody I interview that's prominently fighting the New World Order now says I woke them up. People like Tucker Carlson.
Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
So the show has been a devastating weapon against the New World Order. But it cannot continue on, no matter what happens to InfoWars here in the next few weeks, without your support. So please make the decision now to keep me on air and to keep the crew working and to keep the special reports coming out by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting the ultimate CMOS, getting t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, new designs being added, limited edition, super high quality at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, I humbly thank you for all your support, and I ask you to please keep me in the game. Make the decision now to go to thealexjonesstore.com, and God bless you all.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up in a few minutes, I've got some good news. The headlines ran over the weekend. There was a third assassination attempt against President Trump. And because the media tried to cover up the first and the second one, I thought, well, that's plausible, that it could have actually, you know, been one. But it turns out that people I know really well know this fellow really well, and they say that it's all just a false alarm. And he's going to be joining us coming up here in about 6, 7, 8 minutes. Armed man Vim Miller arrested outside Trump Coachella rally. His local sheriff insists it was a third assassination attempt despite letting Perp walk on meager $5,000 bail. Well, I know a lot of people that know this guy, who I know are good people, like Pete Santelli. They know him well. They say it's pure crap. So we're going to get Vim Miller, 49, popping in on the show to clarify this. And that's good news. I'm glad it wasn't another assassination attempt, and I'm glad that it was a false alarm. But you really can't blame folks in this climate for that situation. And again, the system's trying to kill Trump because they know that he is way ahead in the real polls, and they know there's really nothing they can do. There's only so much fraud that they've got baked in to the situation. I am not somebody to give up here, and there's a lot of stuff at play and a lot of things going on, a lot of big talk by a lot of groups, some pretty prominent people, that they are going to buy InfoWars on November 13th. Everything in the deep state attack on me of the last 20-something years, but really the last 8 years, 8.5 years intensifying since Trump got elected, has been rigged. So I really don't have any confidence that even if we have people that try to outbid the Soros Democrats, that they'll even be able, like the internet will switch off or something will happen, or they'll be locked out or they'll be disqualified. I mean, I would imagine that November 13th, deep state will get InfoWars, and that's the website, the shopping cart, and the equipment and the stuff, and shut us down. Maybe that doesn't happen. Maybe I'm not being optimistic, but they really see it as a symbol of their victory against free speech, the American people, and against humanity. To get that, they've been trying to get me off the air for decades, And we have made it through all of that because of your support. That's why when you call in and just start thanking me a bunch, I say, please stop. Because if you don't realize that you have all the power, then it's the cart before the horse. Okay? I love freedom. I hate tyrants. I want to expose them. It's what I do. It's my very nature. And I can't give up. I physically can't do it. That said, as I've said 1,000 times, I could give out. So I don't want to sit up here and spend 20% of the show begging you for support. All right? Regardless, I mean, here's a microcosm. There's other alternate stuff already set up. And then you got to pay for the crew. And then here's a little example. We're on a bunch of TV stations and cable systems. I mean, one of them alone is on all the big player systems that people have, despite them trying to get us off of it. We are on the cloud system and a whole bunch of those. And when I talk about cloud, I don't mean internet cloud. It's one of the most popular systems out there where you buy a little box and it organizes the internet for you. You can watch internet programs like OAN, you name it, you know, Newsmax on your TV, the cloud system, a bunch of others. We're on that. And we have the number one show on there. And the reason I never really make a big deal about that is when we hype something up, the enemy goes, oh, we forgot about that, and they go try to shut it down. But we've been number one on cloud TV for 5 years. And systems like that. We're on a TV satellite that these cable systems and pick us up from that costs $18,000 a month. And you say, well, get a cheaper one. No, that's as cheap as it goes. $18,000 a month. And that's how these systems pick it up. They put our shows, our three shows out 24 hours a day on those. And we have millions of viewers a day on those. I don't have the $18,000 a month or the people we're working with, the new systems being set up right now to pay for that. So we're on over 350 radio stations. Some of them huge, some of them small, but they're all precious. They reach people. Remember, there's still AM and FM out there. It's still a big audience. That's how when they took me off everything internet-wise 6 years ago, we were able to stay on air because of the radio affiliates. We actually got more affiliates from 200 and something to over 350 because of the censorship. And we're huge on talk radio. We don't have the money right now to have the satellite, it's a radio and TV satellite, to get to the radio and TV stations. Because you know, what's $18,000 a month times 12? We used to be on WWCR for decades. Huge audience there. Notice we went off that last year. Don't have the money. That was just 10 grand a month. I'm getting letters from African missionaries listening in Africa and African villages listening and people in Asia. It's gone. So I'm sitting here watching our reach or the enemy attempt to chop it off. You have to understand it's you that share the articles and videos. It's you that override the censors. It's you that go to the alexjonesstore.com and get a fundraiser limited edition t-shirt. It's you that get great supplements like the powdered capsules that are twice as strong or more than the gummies that are excellent as well with the Irish sea moss that's such a superfood with the key iodine and every other vitamin mineral in it. And it's super concentrated. So the gummies are super strong and the pills are even stronger. You get up to 55% off when you get three bottles, 45% when you get two bottles, 40% off when you get one. That's an amazing product. Go get it now. You'll love it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I can't do this without you. And I'm sitting here looking at the crew do a great job. People say, why don't you just, you're on X. Why don't you just do your show by yourself on X? Or like one crew member. The documentaries, the special reports, the articles, cutting up the show, making it go viral. That takes people to do that. And our reach is 10 times bigger because of it. And I would like to survive and keep the operation going. I won't be the owner of it and go to 24 hours a day. People need this information as it breaks. So we've changed the world together, and we deserve your support, in my view. So I'm talking to the majority of the viewers and listeners that never go to the AlexJonesStore.com, that never go to DrJonesNaturals.com. Those are our sponsors, separate from InfoWars, that will continue on, whatever happens to InfoWars. So I'm 29 days out from this, and I know I won't quit fighting. I know I won't back down, but we've survived so many attempts to shut us down in the last few years, building up in the last 14 weeks or so, that people get the kind of attitude like, we're bulletproof and don't worry, everything's going to be okay. That's not the case. Now, if people give us a bunch of support and then we get a new owner here and we continue on, that those new systems will just be rolled in to what we're doing. We'll be that much stronger. If we don't, that new system is not where it needs to be. So this is a real action item, thealexjonesstore.com. It's real simple. If all of you deciding, all of you listening decided to just go to thealexjonesstore.com and just get the fundraiser, red InfoWars on navy blue shirt with the American flag on the right shoulder, there's millions listening. We can go 24 hours a day and have reporters in every major city and change the whole world even more. But I'm just asking a few more percentage of you go get the t-shirt. Be the men and women of action in history. This is how you fight the globalist. You know, so many people, before we go to our guest, see the world like, oh, that's Alex Jones. And, you know, that's a genre covering the chemicals in the food and water and the poison shots and the UN treaties and the human trafficking and World War III and the New World Order and the global currencies and the central bank digital currencies and universal credit score and all of this crap. No, no. We're covering the real world. We're covering what's actually happening. We are actually hitting the real issues here. So all this other stuff's political distractions and diversions and ESPN and boy, UT sure kicked the ass of OU. Isn't that great? Rah, rah, rah. That doesn't matter to your family. And you're not going to have to wait, like the old timer said 50 years ago, for the New World Order to come in and how horrible it'll be. Everything they said was coming is now here because they were reading the Global Stone documents. And when I was, you know, getting on air 30 something years ago, I could see the globalists got done most of what they said they would in the 30 years before. And I thought, my God, if they get all this done, it's going to be hellish. Let's try to stop them. Well, we stopped some of it, but most of it got done. So now we have great credibility because everybody's seeing what I talked about for 30 years now happening because we didn't hold them back. You know what comes next? Cutting off the food, the water, deadly bioweapon releases, lockdowns, forced injections, hell on earth. The Pentagon's put out reports saying they're going to start authorizing killing U.S. citizens. They're gearing up for martial law. You don't want to go the rest of the way. And sure, people will really be saying in a year or two, boy, Alex Jones sure as hell was smart. It's like, I don't care about that. I want to use the credibility we have to stop the enemy. And we're doing the most important work we've ever done now. It's happening now. They're trying to shut down InfoWars now. They're trying to come after Trump now. They're trying to totally get rid of the border, which they've done now. They're trying to start World War III now. They're devaluing the dollar now. They're promoting pedophilia now. They're promoting Satanism now. But their whole system's coming down. Their CIA sex rings are coming down. Their human trafficking's being exposed. Fluoride, brain-damaging people, and destroying fertility. It's all coming out because you've done your job promoting this broadcast and others like it. And Tucker Carlson says, Alex Jones is the most accurate person in the world. I don't know if that's the case, but I'm certainly the most accurate person with the biggest audience because I'm willing to face the globalist-owned documents and how horrible it is. You think I want to believe this? You think I want to take these murderers on? But I have a responsibility to do it. So I thank you for your support, but I can't continue this fight without your support. So make the decision now to go to thealexjonesstore.com, get the t-shirt. You'll love the CMOS. Get a ball cap. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. Support, get the great products there. The Next Level Foundational Energy, the Kaba Chill, it's all amazing. I'm done. But I'm telling you, I'm frustrated because I got the Democratic Party suing me in state and federal court, and I'm beating them because it's not in totally rigged courts like where they picked in Connecticut and Austin. And we're going to our guest. But if I don't have money to fight their actions and continue my appeals, they will win. And fighting this long to just have them win is disgusting. So people go to realalexjones.com and they're like, oh, he raised $275,000. That's plenty of money for his defense. If you knew what court costs and what this stuff costs, fighting all these actions at once, it'll cost me $1 million in the next 6 months to beat their political ass. I'm fighting five actions right now, and I got good deals and good lawyers. But it's a lot of work. I'll be working late tonight on this stuff, just in the defense of this operation. I got to raise the money. I got to fight in the courts. I got to research. I got to go on air. I got to keep the whole operation going. And I'm not complaining. I'm born to do this. But I need one other ingredient, and that's you backing me. So I need you to go to realalexjones.com, to the Give, Send, Go, and make a $5, $100, $1,000, whatever you can. You better start betting on your own future. And there's nowhere better to bet to take on the globalist in the media than this broadcast. And there's nowhere better to bet your future in the political fight than President Trump. Back Trump and back me. I'm asking for your support. I believe I've earned it. Now I'm asking you to commit to it right now and take action. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com right now. All right. Well, we've got good news. They tried to cover up the first assassination and second attempt on Trump. So when I saw, you know, the news, I thought, I hope this isn't the case. But then I talked to people like Pete Santilli that I've known for a long time. He's a great reporter. He knows this fellow personally. And said, it's pure crap what you're hearing. So to try to describe what really happened from the man himself and where all this is going and his concerns about the election and what's happening is Vim Miller. Here's the New York Post headline. Armed man Vim Miller arrested Saturday outside Trump's Coachella rally. He had 100,000 people there. As local sheriff insists it was a third assassination attempt despite letting Perp walk on meager $5,000 bail. Then the sheriff backed off of that. Here's a Fox News headline. Man arrested outside Trump Coachella rally denies assassination attempt. He's all in supporting Trump. Vim Miller, 49, said he reported the guns to authorities, which he says he always travels despite never using them. At a checkpoint to get into Trump's Coachella rally on Saturday evening, and argued the documents Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco said were fake are legit. Okay, so joining us is Vim Miller. Vim, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much, Alex, for having me on your show. I'm a great fan and really love being on your show. Thank you.
It's good to have you. So people that you know I've known for a long time and trust, they say you're a great guy. They've known you for many years. Tell us a little bit about yourself and then tell us what really happened Saturday night in Coachella.
So my background is I'm actually from Hollywood. I started working in media in the early 90s when I was still a high school student. And following that, you know, I actually seen behind the curtain, so to speak, in terms of the media. And that all led me to, I'm kind of going to, you know, go do the Cliff Notes version. I was a music video director, directed, you know, big music videos for artists like DMX, John Mayer, Master P, a whole bunch of music, about 100 music videos between 2001, 2008. After that, I started creating and selling TV shows. And also working in the mainstream media, which I did pretty actively till about 2018. Amongst all of that, in early 2000s, I came up with this concept of the America Happens Network, which is really about uncensored media, where we came up with our tagline, Rage Against the Mainstream Media, and actually went viral on MySpace back in 2007. And I was featured on Young Turks talking about this America Happens Network and the content we're producing, which I kind of went back and forth between the mainstream stuff and almost moonlighting at night, so to speak, with doing exposés and that sort of thing, having to do with what's really happening. You know, like one of our first stories we put out there was the Gary Webb situation with the CIA bringing crack cocaine, according to his documents and evidence, into South Central, Watts, Compton, back in the early 80s, including guns and that sort of thing, really to fund foreign wars. And so that all that stuff became a concern to me because I started realizing that the mainstream media doesn't cover all this stuff. And I wondered why.
I didn't know you have to leave soon, so I didn't mean to interrupt. But people say you've been around a long time, I'm familiar with your work, so you're a good guy. And we'll get back into your work in a moment. So what really happened in Coachella?
So, okay, so in code, and by the way, we could stretch it a little bit. I've already texted the next individual.
Good.
You know, I'm really flattered to be on your show. So what happened at Coachella is really what happens at every rally I go to. Like, firstly, I ran for office in 2022 as a Republican. I'm a huge Trump supporter. I highly respect the president. I've been around the president and his extended family, like, more times than I could count. I've been in private rooms with this man. And so, you know, I definitely had no negative intentions towards President Trump. Every time I go to a rally, I carry my two guns in the back of my car, and that is because once I started becoming active with the America Happens Network and exposing stuff, I started having death threats mailed to my home and emailed to me. And prior to that, prior to 2022, I did not even own a gun, right? But once that started happening, I bought a couple of guns, which I carry in my in the trunk of my car. And when I arrive at any Trump rally, mostly in Nevada, I let the police officers know as a courtesy to see that, hey, I got guns in the back of my truck, just letting you know in case you see somebody breaking in there or anything like that, you know, just letting you know as a common courtesy what's going on. And Every single time they thank me, a lot of the members of the Republican Party are gun-carrying members, including Michael McDonald, who is a former police officer. All these individuals, from what I understand, carry guns in their car. So that, to me, didn't seem like a crime or anything negative. And certainly the officers in Nevada didn't see that as a bad thing. Well, I'm in California now, and I'm driving up to Coachella, and I have a special pass, which I got an invite from the Nevada Clark County Republican Party, right? And the individual, by the way, is willing to go on the record saying that, and he's really high up in the Nevada Republican Party, he's willing to say that he's the one that got me those passes. It was a special invite. So as I'm driving to the parking lot where the special invitees park, I see a sheriff or somebody wearing a sheriff vest on the side of the road. So I drive up to him and I tell him, just like I do every single time as a common courtesy, look, I have a couple of firearms in the back. I'm certainly not going to take him inside the rally, just letting you know out of common courtesy. Well, this time, this gentleman tells me to pull over. And then another cop comes to my door and says, get out of the car, you know, turn around. And then he handcuffs me. And they throw me in the back of a police car. They come up to me, they say, hey, you know, we just care to know if these guns were lawfully registered. Could we check the serials? And I say, sure, I have nothing to hide. You could grab the serials. They're part of the National Registry. These were purchased lawfully. Well, they start ransacking the crap out of my car. I'm talking about they're doing, you know, bomb sniffing dogs. They're going into the actual muffler and doing some kind of swab test. They're going inside the hood of the car. I had three luggages in there with clothing, equipment, media equipment, computers, all that. They go through everything. And guess what? They don't find anything. And it was very obvious what they're trying to find, if there was any meat on those bones, of whatever crazy theory that they had, right? And so they don't find anything, but the arresting officer comes to me, tells me he's taking me to jail anyways. By the way, this nonsense about a $5,000 bond, that never happened. I paid no bond. There was no criminal charges, nothing like that. What happens at this point is they start realizing that the arresting officer is liaising with the Secret Service and feds, right? And he keeps telling me that they're going to ask you some questions. They want to interrogate you, all this stuff, right? So as we're leaving the location now we're 3.5 hours into it, he takes me by the RV where the federal officers are and the Secret Service are. And I see this man getting out of the car, the arresting officer. He walks up to these Secret Service and FBI members. I think there was about 5 or 6 of them. And you could tell that he's kind of trying to sell his pitch about, you know, why I'm a danger, all this stuff. And what I noticed from their faces is that they seem very disinterested. It's almost like they weren't buying his nonsense. And then he comes back to the car after 25 minutes of talking to these guys, and he says, well, they're going to interrogate you in the police department, right? So he takes me to the police department. And by the way, during this whole time, I've been asking for my one phone call, which he has refused. I never got my one phone call. Never happened. And I kept asking him. This is actually reflected in the body cameras, and it's reflected in the security cameras as well. And so he takes me to the police station. About an hour later or so, the Secret Service and the FBI arrive. They go into a room with this gentleman. They have a private conversation. 25 minutes later, they come out, and the Secret Service FBI officer says, you know, hey, you know, do you mind if you answer some questions? I tell him, listen, you know, I would love to answer some questions, but I need to have my one phone call. And why don't we do this? Let me call my lawyer. Let me tell him this story. And it's a painful and traumatic story to tell because of the events of that day and what they put me through unnecessarily. Necessarily. And so I say, while I'm making this phone call and explaining to my lawyer, you guys are welcome to overhear the entire conversation, record it, I don't care, and then ask me any question you want. They say, thank you, sir. They leave the room again with the police officer. Then the police officer, the arresting officer, comes back and tells me that they don't even want to speak with me. They have no questions. And he tells me he's taking me to jail anyways. He takes me to a jail cell. I never get my phone call. At the end of it, they literally hand me a ticket for what are unconstitutional regulations, in my opinion, because in Nevada, you're allowed to have a gun that has a loaded mag. In California, the loaded mag has to be separated from the gun. The second thing that they ticket me for is that I guess there's something called a double chamber. And again, I'm a beyond.
Yeah, stay there. But it sounds to me like they knew you were coming. You were targeted. And then they wanted to just create fear or something. I mean, that's what this, I want to get your take. I haven't talked to you until we were live on there. I don't know your view. You're the guy that's happened. I want to hear the rest of the story when we come back. Wow, sounds like California, doesn't it? We'll be right back with Vim Miller. Straight ahead. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. And be sure and check out the alexjonesstore.com if you want to keep us on air. I need your help, folks. We'll be right back.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, etc., on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up and until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goal in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
All right, well, I appreciate Pete Santilli, who I've known for many years, investigative journalist, calling me late last night, or I guess about 9 o'clock at night, saying that he knows Vim Miller. This is pure bull. Once I looked up Vim Miller, I've seen his work before. He's a filmmaker, read a bunch of reports, just nice guy. I guarantee at a Texas rally, when people are parking their cars out in the parking lot and they go into security, those cars are full of guns, too. That's basically what he did. But the headline comes out, man found with a gun with fake credentials trying to get into VIP area. Whoa. Why would the sheriff get up and say that? Why would they put that out? I'm not even saying the sheriff did it. Somebody lied to him. And then later the sheriff backed off of it. The question is, why would this deputy do this? Why would Vim Miller be singled out? What do you think really happened here, Vim?
Well, Alex, you know, I heard this arresting officer make derogatory remarks against MAGA people. I heard him say maggots. I heard him say something like dumb Trump people. I overheard him talking to a female officer. It was clear that this gentleman had an agenda, and it was clear that he was the liaison between myself and the feds and also the Secret Service. So he was feeding these individuals information. I think what happened in the interim is that these individuals, which I think are more experienced, they understand the law better. This gentleman clearly did not understand what he was doing, like evidence, like gathering evidence to back up, you know, whatever claims you're making. And then these guys didn't even want to talk with me. And I'm talking about the Secret Service and feds, because I think they had already done the research and said, okay, this looks like nonsense. I think they released a statement to that effect where, you know, they didn't feel like there was any threat to President Trump, that I wasn't a threat to them. So this could be a sheriff that's trying to run for governor, which is, I've heard what he's trying to do and trying to look like some kind of hero. Or it could be the middleman. It could be the arresting officer giving him bad information. But whatever it was, the information that was handed down, the information that was reported was demonstrably false. And we haven't even gotten into our FOIAs and revealing what those cameras on the body of the officers reveals and the surveillance footage in the actual police department, which will show everything that I'm saying to be true.
Well, I mean, I've gone to a Trump event and we had security in a car and we had guns and they just, I mean, they know who we are. They waved us in. We parked. We went to it. We didn't have the guns on us. But I mean, you're out in the parking lot and correct me if I'm wrong. It sounds like you were singled out or waved over for the search.
No. I drove up to the police officers like I always do, like I've done on at least 10 occasions in Nevada. And I told them out of respect. And when I ran for office, I was I had some police officer support. And certainly I was pro-police and against this.
Sure. I know you were saying Nevada. Officer. So you did that here, too. So obviously somebody coming to kill people doesn't say I've got guns in my trunk.
I did it out of my own will. That's the whole point. It wasn't like they found this or whatever. I drove up to them, tell them what I had in the back of the trunk out of respect for the police.
Wow. So how were you finally released? What happened when they released you?
They handed me a ticket with two citations, one that I had a mag in my gun, one that I had a double barrel mag in my Glock. Just a ticket. There was no bond whatsoever. That's also incorrect. I don't know how that came out about the $5,000 bond. That's not what happened. But the issue right now is that my car is still impounded. All my equipment's in the car. They're refusing to even let me have access to the car until Tuesday when the police department's open again. And it just sounds like they're going to cause a lot of problems. I have at least, you know, I'd say $250,000 worth of equipment and intellectual property within that car.
Wow. And again, I'm familiar with your work. You know, once we saw who you were and you've had a lot of big viral pieces, Bundy Ranch. I mean, you've covered hundreds of big subjects. So as soon as they Googled you, they knew this is a big Trump supporter. This guy's the press. And again, you had the local Republican Party passes. Those are gold to get into those. I mean, you had everything. They just lied about it.
Yeah, there was no such thing as a fake press pass. I didn't have to get I wasn't there as a press person for that event.
You were a guest of the Republican Party.
Yeah. And I have a pass. I have the emails. The gentleman that gave me the pass, actually, he just texted me. He's watching this. So Jesse Law, what's up, brother? He runs the Clark County Republican Party. He's the person that gave me the passes. I have emails from him, you know, giving me the passes. I had a special parking pass. Everything was on the up and up.
So one sounds like a libtard sheriff just flipped out, decided to say that somebody pulling up in the parking area, totally separate from Trump, admits you tell people you have guns, and then they freak out about it.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing was, I believe, and this is why the statement I made, which is available on AmericaHappens.com, it's the second video on there next to the Bundy versus Deep State documentary, where I explain the entire thing, play-by-play, timeline, and it seems as though this arresting officer was instigating the entire nonsense, if you ask me. Now, the sheriff making just insane statements without having seen the evidence. Now I got to question his credibility because, you know, before you go up and you make somebody into a Lee Harvey Oswald type of person, you should actually have evidence. You know what I mean? Why are these misstatements happening? Why is he saying that I have fake ID? I never had fake ID. They said I had five different passports. I didn't have five different passports. I had two passports with me. And so, and they're legitimate passports. None of this was fake. So everything they put out there is like demonstrably.
Well,
untrue.
I mean, we don't know exactly, but it sounds like they wanted a publicity stunt to me. I mean, so is the sheriff a libtard? What's his background?
I mean, apparently he's a Trump supporter. He was anti-COVID mandates.
That's
and,
good.
You know, yeah.
Well, then it sounds like his deputy lied to him then.
I mean, that would be my primary theory because, and that's what I said. I was certainly offended by, you know, and the other thing, Alex, man, I got to thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart for the work that you do. And I know you've been put through hell, right? You're so important to the truth movement, right? Today, what happened is I got a call from Fox. They want an exclusive from me. And, they said, you know, they don't want me to go on any other shows until I get on Fox. And, my, PR agent said that, you know what, this would be a smart move for you to go on to Fox because quote unquote, it's mainstream and Trump will be watching it, right? And so I didn't book any interviews, even though I've been getting 1,000 phone calls, right? Then I find out literally an hour and a half ago that they're too scared to have me on. They're saying that their legal department, is scared to have me on. Well, they have the sheriff on calling me a potential assassin, making me out to be a Lee Harvey Oswald. But I don't have a voice in that. I don't have a voice. They're cool with him and he's blatantly breaking the law. That department's about to get sued in a very serious manner because they just Kyle Rittenhouse me and tried to destroy my reputation. God knows how much damage they've already made. This thing's like, you know, the most viral thing out there. And so there's been a lot of damage and, you know, we're going to have to sue them and, that's just going to be, you know, part of what needs to happen.
Well, yeah. There's an old saying, you can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. And anybody that is in the fight for freedom long enough is going to get chewed up by the system. But we can run up a white flag and give up, or we can fight back. And that's why everybody in independent media that's become the dominant media needs to be supported because it takes money to win this war. The minds are ready for the truth. You know, the soil is ready. The people are open, but folks have to understand that it is a war. And, you know, I thought when I heard he was going to California that they would try a scare or something because the Democrats, again, use that for control. And I'm just glad that this didn't go horribly wrong. And I'm glad it got de-escalated. And I kind of bit on it at first because you see the New York Post, you see the sheriff. Oh, no, there's a guy with a gun trying to get in with fake documents to a VIP area. That sounds like an assassin and none of it's true.
None of it's true. None of it's true at all whatsoever. Yeah. You know, I don't know what their intentions are. I know we just released this document called Bundy versus Deep State, which is paralleled with a lawsuit that's already filed with the courts. And what this documentary shows is how the federal government has been abusing the state, stealing our gold, stealing our lithium, silver. So politicians that are corrupt could enrich themselves, including gentlemen like Harry Reid, who has since passed away. But there's a lot of Harry Reid acolytes in Nevada right now that are using this same sort of fraud to basically steal from we the people. It's all about state rights versus federal government and overreaching federal government. And it actually provides a very lawful, peaceful course to exposing this and having it dealt with in the courts and returning power to the people, to the states, right? This documentary probably was very offensive because during the making of this documentary, Mike Little, we believe, was poisoned and murdered after he went viral due to an NPR hit. We have evidence of this man literally going from being a very healthy 65-year-old man to skin and bones and then dying as if, you know, it looked like something from one of Putin's victims that, you know, there's that radiation thing that they do when they kill off people and they're gone within weeks. And then we believe that's something that's what happened to Mike Little. And this was documented. We saw Mike Little die in front of our eyes. And then as a documentary filmmaker, all I did is I put the story together in a very quick fashion, put it out there with the lawsuit, by the way, which is also published on AmericaHappens.com. So not only you could actually watch the documentary, but you could actually see the lawsuit, which is actually something we're very excited about. by attacking the court of public opinion while we actually present things to the court, because it seems as though with the way things are going, how our judicial ranks, you know, definitely there's some issues there with political persecutions, biases. It would seem as though having that two-pronged attack in order to restore our freedoms, our constitutional rights, the power of we the people, would be a prudent approach, and that is exactly how we're approaching things moving forward.
Well, I want to get an update from Vim Miller, and of course his website's on screen, AmericaHappens.com. You definitely want to check that out. But I kind of cut you off earlier because I thought we had limited time. I'm glad you had a little bit more time talking about some of the prolific stuff you've done. I've actually seen a lot of your work. You've done a lot of great work. You've had some stuff that's reached some of your videos, millions and millions and millions of people. Just in general, are you seeing the Great Awakening I'm seeing, or what are you seeing on the ground?
You know, I'm seeing the awakening, but I'm also seeing an issue with the, you know, echo chamber. You know, I'm from Hollywood. I grew up in Hollywood. I have a lot of colleagues that I wish would open their eyes. It's almost like they're trapped within this homogenous system. They're too scared to speak out. Fear is a big thing, you know, and if I could credit you and also President Trump, it's like it's because of people like you that people like me have had the courage, watching President Trump, watching the work that you do, to actually come out of the closet, so to speak, and really fight for the real thing. And, you know, I left a very healthy six-figure salary in Hollywood. There was a lot of sacrifice in that. And I got to tell you, I've never felt better because I'm actually feeling like I'm actually following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, which is my primary goal. This is a battle between good and evil. I would say this is a war between good and evil. We can't afford to lose this war for truth. And so I thank you for being such an inspiration in that process.
In closing, did you ever say to this deputy, hey, man, what are you doing? I haven't done anything to you. This is totally legal. Did you say, why are you doing this? Or what did you say to him?
Oh, yeah, there was multiple stages of that. I mean, my blood sugar was a little off when I got there, so I wasn't feeling that great, especially being put in a car that was like a sauna, being, you know, forced to stay in there for an hour and a half before they even turned on the AC. So in the beginning, I was just very cooperative, and my experience at Trump rallies is that the police there are usually very nice and understanding. When I started to realize that this was not the scenario, that truth did not matter in this equation, then I started to turn into a little bit of a savage, to be honest with you. I've done a lot of legal studies, so I started to get legal with them, you know, about violating my rights, about unlawful search and seizure. You know, it kind of went really downhill from that point, you know, but I was very respectful, but also very stern. There's another gentleman I work with, you know, Ivan Raiklin, who I know, you know, and just watching him do his thing, you know, he'd walk up to congressional members in the nicest way possible. He would explain to them that what they're doing is treasonous, and the implications of such treason. And this is the way I approach things. I try not to be too, coarse. I try to, you know, not rehearse and things like that, and just really legally explain to them. And this is the thing that's crazy to me, is somebody like me should not know more about the law than these police officers.
Absolutely.
Somebody like me should not know more than the sheriff.
Before you go, the crew just brought in two questions. They do that occasionally because I want to make sure people get this clear, because the media is trying to report this, and basically you're saying everything they said is not true. That's being backed up now. Can you explain the multiple passports? Is it true multiple names that has been reported? A lot of people have two passports, but were they different names? And can you explain the early reports that you said you're here to kill the president or going to kill the president?
No, I never said such a thing. That's absolutely ridiculous. And if I said such a thing, they should have body cam footage. In terms of the passports, I only have two passports. One is American, one is Canadian. I was born in Toronto, but grew up in Los Angeles, so I still have my Canadian passport, which kind of comes in handy because I've done a lot of travel. There's places that it's safer to travel with a Canadian passport versus an American passport. I've also shot a lot of content in war zones and dangerous zones, which I stopped doing around 2008. I mean, it was a young man's job. And by the way, James O'Keefe, who just did Lion in the Sand, brilliant movie, an absolute masterpiece. That's the kind of work I was doing back in the early 2000s. So as a part of that process, I was traveling to nations that were war zones, that were Muslim-dominated, where my Christian last name, Armenian last name, would have been a death sentence. So in my U.S. passport, when I Got my new passport, and this was in the early 2000s. I went to the passport office. I explained the situation and why I was changing my last name from an Armenian-sounding last name to something that's a little bit, you know, more innocuous for those war zones. And all the evidence existed that I filmed in these war zones. All the evidence exists that people saw me film in these areas. All the evidence exists that I would have been in danger had I not done that. So we're talking about really two passports, not five passports. None of it is fake. All of it is legal and lawful identity.
No, I understand.
And, yeah.
Very interesting. All right, Vim, people can find your site, again, for radio listeners. How do they find it?
AmericaHappens.com. That's the best place.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you soon. Give us an update, all right?
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, good guy. I've familiar with his work for years. People that I know very well say he's the best. So there you go. Just a journalist, reporter, a camera crew guy in war zones, whole nine yards. So there you go. Looks, sounds like a libtard just freaking out on him trying to create a bunch of hysteria. All right, let me hit this before we start the next hour and the great Gerald Celente takes over. Look at these headlines. I'm going to get more into this tomorrow. There's so much evidence. It's really coming out. But I want to nail it, so I'm going to have a lot for you on this tomorrow, maybe even today, a special report. But here it is. Here's some of the headlines. What to know about Tim Walz's 1995 drunk driving charge, Time Magazine. And it goes into the article. He says he quit drinking then, but then he got kicked out of the school. He got suspended, but they blacked it out. It's reportedly you know, coming out that had something to do with students. Continuing here, Tim Walz, again, black insurrectionist, is doing a good job investigating this, has the school records on that whole front right here. And then 25 years ago, a gay student sought support. His school turned to Tim Walz. So that's the New York Times. That's what he does when he's not trying to put tampon dispensers in boys' bathrooms. And you've obviously got him out here saying he's a great shot, a big hunter. He thinks you load shotgun shells in the back of the butt of a shotgun that's loaded from the bottom. Just totally insane video. Everybody's already seen that. Just really, really crazy information that is now starting to come out on that front. And then just to show you who the Pentagon and the military hires in Afghanistan and other areas is pedophiles to actually be the mayors because they use them to control them. That's PBS.org. Military overlooked sexual abuse by Afghan allies. Investigation says you read deeper. They actually supplied them with the children. Afghan pedophiles get free pass from U.S. military. Report says New York Times. Afghan cables show deep corruption. Dancing boys. The Atlantic. Severe child abuse disguises an Afghan custom. Foreign contractors hired Afghan dancing boys to satisfy the Afghan leaders. The German experiment that placed foster children with pedophiles, 30,000 of them. That's New Yorker magazine. This just shows what our government does. The CIA was involved. Berlin abuse scandal, a powerful network of pedophiles extended far into the authorities, supplied 30,000 children to them as part of a U.S. government-funded operation. Germany investigating 30,000 potential suspects in pedophile probe for 30,000 children placed with pedophiles in West Germany. Belgian pedophile scandal, the authorities cover up the scope. It just goes into it. My point is that, you know, this Dennis Hastert type crap is absolutely everywhere. King forced a step down. Pedophile scandal, just one of many. Belgium's confidence crisis is deepening. Turned out judges, the police, the government were involved in that. Jimmy Savile, obviously you've got King Charles involved in all that. I mean, this is the cult, folks. You wonder why they're so evil. This is just one of their rites of passages to be in their disgusting, sick club. And you've got Tim Walz going on TV saying it's wrong to ban hardcore pro-pedophile propaganda from elementary and middle schools and high schools. You've got him abortion after birth at 9+ months. You've got Tim Walz pushing transgenderism to chop little boys' penises off and little girls' breasts off. That's beyond just raping them. And that's all part of this corruption of the children system that they're pushing. So as far as I'm concerned, Tim Walz does just have all the earmarks of it. This guy's a monster, and it's all starting to come out, and they're trying to keep his record secret. They are desperate to keep that information from the public. And that's why they're so mad at me and Hillary's so mad at me for the WikiLeaks documents that we amplified and boosted. You know, she said specifically it was InfoWars with those documents that were real with John Podesta and the rest of them and the kids being delivered to, quote, for their entertainment, 7, 8, and 9, to the hot tub at a wooded cabin in upstate New York. You know, all that has never been addressed properly. And the Aleister Crowley rituals that they talk about and all the rest of it. And now more and more of this is coming out. And as Hillary said in 2016, Alex Jones at InfoWars, magnifying the stuff that was in the documents. That's why they hate me, because I'm willing to go on air and cover stuff other people are scared to cover. And I've been right about 98% of the time. And usually when I'm wrong, it's worse than what I had previously said. So I just scratched the surface here, but the fact is Walls is a communist Chinese agent, Confucian Society, all the earmarks of that. So many of the Democrats are. So it's all there. And they want fully compromised, blackmailable, controllable people. Look at Biden and his daughter saying he raped her, you know, had sex with her in the shower. And, of course, they said that the diary wasn't real. And, of course, it was. And they said the laptop wasn't real. And Hunter's in there with underage girls in that laptop, too. I mean, this is who these people are. And for the average person that's not evil, it's hard to believe. But they've smuggled 325,000 children into bondage, into slave labor and sex slavery. That is the Senate report. So when you back this broadcast, you're backing folks that will expose this and give people a big picture. Because even when the corporate media covers this, they cover a piece here, a piece there, a piece here, a piece there. We go right at it and expose it. Now, we're going to come back with the great Gerald Celente for the next hour, then Owen Schroyer's going to knock it out of the park, 3 p.m. Central. We could potentially be shut down in 29 days. That's why our sponsors are critical to back, to make sure we're able to stay on the air one way or another. It's action time. And I wrote some notes while the last guest was talking about him appreciating InfoWars. We are breaking the fear here of the globalists. We are telling the truth like President Trump does. We're an example to others. That's why we need to stay on air. I'm not worried about all the attacks and all the harassment and all that stuff. That doesn't make me give up. It makes me fight harder. But it does frustrate me to spend so much of our time asking for support, because I have to, because the support's not there. This is a critical operation that needs to stay on air. I don't think anybody disagrees. So there's so many places and groups asking for support, but I believe out of all the groups and organizations out there, we're the strongest. Musk is covered. Support him. He's great. Tucker's doing well. He's great. They do a great job. They are surviving and thriving. We're thriving and reaching new people, but we're not in the money department. I will keep fighting, but it takes funds to do it. Go to the alexjonesstore.com. Get a t-shirt, get some of the incredible Irish sea moss superfood with the iodine and all the vitamins and minerals. It's a superfood. Probably the top one out there. Get it. We have the new capsules there, twice as strong as the gummies. The gummies are great. They taste great and kids love them. But you know, the capsules are there. Limited supply. Get those. The AlexJonesStore.com. Some of the other notes I wrote. Again, this is a fundraiser to keep me in the fight. We are fundraising. Like NPR, TV, radio, PBS, they get billions a year of taxpayer money, over $1 billion. And they run fundraisers constantly where they sell you a coffee mug that costs $7 for $100. You know you donated. It's a memento that you supported. Well, here you get a t-shirt for $50 that costs us $15. It's such high quality. Some of the shirts are 25, some are 20, some are 30, ball caps, you name it. We need to bring in some funds here. Get the InfoWars Classic Limited Edition fundraiser shirt right now. Get the Alex Jones Show shirt. We never had one of those. There it is. Get that at thealexjonesstore.com. Please take action. This is a viewer, listener, participation sport. This isn't just another show. This is the people fighting back. It's the people's voice. Thealexjonesstore.com. Get the incredible gummies and powder capsules of the sea moss. Ultimate sea moss, thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank all of you that have supported. I want to encourage those that have been on the fence. What are you waiting for? History's happening now. Take action. And finally, my dad's a great sponsor with amazing supplements. drjonesnaturals.com. Take action there. drjonesnaturals.com. Ultimate products there, like Next Level Foundational Energy. It isn't a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. Find out why it's so amazing. Next Level Foundational Energy. Top Brain is a stimulant nootropic. It's powerful. Rocket Rest is incredible sleep aid. Fiber greens and the concentrate of the seed sprouts that are so good for your whole body, immune system, and guts. We have a really high-quality organic multivitamin. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. We'll be back with the great Gerald Celente.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And everybody, you all should know, you got to do what you can to keep it going. Because they're going to do everything they can to stop it from happening. You're not allowed to say anything different than the crap spewing out of the mouths of these low-life politicians or these little prostitutes. Prostitutes, media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and government whoremasters. That's right. Hey, did you see what happened with CBS? Oh, yeah. That Shari Redstone? Read the New York Times, the Taylor Paper Record, a mogul, Paramount. That controls CNBC. Oh, yeah, they went after this guy who compared what's going on in Gaza to Jim Crow. Oh, did he get attacked for that? And she supported it. So it's a, there's no media. It's gone. Journalism is dead. Finito. Finished. And that's why you got to support InfoWars. Because they're giving you what very hard to find anywhere else. Of course, with the Trends Journal magazine, you know, it's a different trip. You know, we give you the trend forecasting where the markets are going. And as we're talking now, the markets, you ready? The headline in S&P starts off week with a new high. Oh, the S&P? I can't say the word, but let's see. Crap and poo, but using an S and a P. Yeah. Three companies. BlackRock. Oh, BlackRock, huh? Yeah. Vanguard. State Street. Three companies own 88% of the S&P. Yeah. A joke. Going back to InfoWars, the bigs own everything. And they're trying to stop freedom of speech. Again, I know you're a lot of Trump fans, but both sides. Kamala Hilarious and Trump. He just came out against it too. More and more and more free speech. You're not allowed to say anything that the Democrats and Republicans are against. So InfoWars is giving you what we're losing big time. Yeah, you got it. BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. Yep. Three companies. So, again, buy these products. They help you and they help InfoWars. Because people ask me, they say, you know, what should I do? What should I do? I say, you got to get in the best shape you can. Physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And the products that they have give you a lot of that, particularly on the physical and emotional end. Then when you wear them shirts, you feel that spiritual. So the markets, the Dow is up, S&P's up, NASDAQ's up, gold, well, it's down $10, but 2,666, 20. Gold is up 645 dollars since we made that forecast of our top trends for 2021, that this would be a golden year for gold. What? We're down a couple of bucks more. 2,664. When we made the forecast, it was 2,041. This is just the beginning of it. I've been at this a lot of years. I first bought gold back in 1977 or 78. It was like 163,
180 something dollars. Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Oh, great to be on the Alex Jones Show. And as I was saying, gold. This is just the beginning of it. Again, I've been a long time on this game. And usually see big downturns. We haven't seen a big correction of gold this year yet. That's very important to understand. You always see this fluctuation. Nothing goes straight up and straight down. There hasn't been a sharp movement down in gold. Echo went like $100, you know, at the tops. This is unprecedented. We can see gold hitting $3,000 an ounce this year. And the primary reason for that is what's going on in the Middle East war and the Ukraine war. One of my sayings is that opportunity misses those who view the world through the eyes of their profession. So when you look at the economic data, you go to CNBC, Bloomberg, and those, you know, Market Watch, they talk about economics, but they don't have a clue about the serious geopolitical events going on. And they don't get hip to it until it starts happening, like with oil prices. Oil prices are down today. They're down
Did you read any of the stuff about what's going on between Israel and Iran, Israel and Lebanon, Israel and Syria, and how these wars are ramping up? We've only been saying now for over a year, if the United States and Israel go to war against Iran, you're going to see oil prices, Brent crude, go to about $130 a barrel. And that is going to crash the equity markets and the global economy. So there you go. Oil falls, right? Because of slow economy. They're not looking at the geopolitical consequences. And then they talked about China. Again, tracking trends is the understanding of how we got here, where we're going, how we got here, where we are, and how we got here to see where we're going. So let's go back to China. China launched the COVID war on Chinese Lunar New Year, the year of the rat. Yeah. January 2020. I used to be on Hong Kong TV. I'm like on for like often. Sometimes 20 minutes a shot, which is a long time to be on TV. People forget there were major protests going on back in 2019 in Hong Kong, fighting against the Chinese takeover. China is Hong Kong is a city of 7.5 million people. Over a million people were taken to the streets. On and on and on. They launched the COVID war. Can't go out. Can't protest. Get back in your house. And then they passed an emergency act. Everybody forgot about the protests going on. Now, what did China do? 3 years of zero COVID policy. Lock down everything. The strictest draconian lockdown mandates in the world. They destroy their economy big time. That's why you're seeing China, the biggest importer of oil, user of oil, going down. And again, we've been writing about this week after week after week after week, month after month after month, year after year after year in your Trends Journal. Now, again, one of my sayings is that, you know, people call me, you know, a futurist. I said, I'm not a futurist. I'm a trend tracker. I'm a trend forecaster. Nobody could predict the future. There are too many wild cards, whether they're made by humans or by nature. Prior to the COVID war, we used to say our forecast was that the 20th century was the American century, but the 21st century would be the Chinese century, because the business of America is war. The business of China is business. Well, they changed that. That's right. When they launched the COVID war, they went to war. They destroyed their economy. And again, in your Trends Journal, from Trump to Boris Johnson to the clown boy running the prime minister in Italy, that was the second country to lock down for COVID, when the average age of the people dying from it are 81 years old, from the clown boy playing up in Connecticut, Hogan, that little jerk down in Maryland, one after another called it a war. Called it a war. When you go to war, the people follow. Again, tracking trends, all things are connected. When you go to war, let's go back to the dot-com bust. Little Georgie Bush with a pair of cojones smaller than a mothball, a little moronic slime ball piece of scum crap. We're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. 90% of the people swallowed it. Now, why am I saying this? Prepare for a false flag event prior to Election Day. Harris was booming in the polls, going way, way up, and now it's flat. And again, we're forecasting that Harris is going to win. But not as sure as it used to be, but still saying it. And again, the last person I voted for, just to make this 100% clear, is Ron Paul in 2012. I'll have nothing to do with the Democrats and Repulsivekins. Oh, you like little Lindsey Graham, you Repulsivekins? No, Salenti. I like that little clown boy, Mike Johnson. Oh, I'm a Democrat. I like Chucky Schumer, a little piece of scum crap, sucking off the... No. I like Nancy Pelosi. Oh, yeah, husband plays the gambling game every time they're going to do something to markets, and they're worth a load of dough. Don't you know? It ain't a government. It's a crime syndicate. Capish? They're murderers and thieves. Oh, that's my favorite. That's my favorite. How stupid can you be? How stupid can you be to swallow the crap spewing out of the mouths of these little political freaks? And by the way, I'm thinking about this a lot. We got to come up with a definition for politicians. Low-life pieces of scum crap who bow down and suck up to the people that give them money. Oh, like AIPAC? Why, you anti-Semite, don't you? Yeah, F you, F up, got it. Oh, like the Bankster Bandits? Hey, how about the drug dealers? Oh, no, Salenti, they're Big Farmer. Yeah, you saw that article in InfoWars today? About with the thing with the straps on, the band-aids, all of the stuff in that gene therapy inoculation, the first one ever injected into the human body, the COVID jab, and all the money that they made, all the money they stole from us to give to the drug dealers, the military-industrial complex, big tech, geeks, little freaks. Hey, you like Zuckerberg? No, I like Gates. How about Bezos with the chick with the phony things? Yeah, oh yeah. The geeks, as I said, they got it wrong in the King James Bible. They said the meek shall inherit the earth. The geeks have inherited it. All the vibe is gone. Kill the music with their synthesized crap. And when I talk about the elections, by the way, just to make this clear, this is the newspaper back in the day. It was a big newspaper called the Herald Statesman in Yonkers. Yonkers is a city of like 220,000 people. And that's me and my former wife, may she rest in peace, Marianne. Love blooms on the campaign trail. Martinelli became the longest running mayor in New York, of Yonkers. I worked on a campaign, worked on the district attorney's campaign, senator's campaign, state senators, meeting with everybody, Lindsay, Cuomo, the father, Mario, one after another, meeting everybody. He sent me up to Albany. I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. I designed an instructed a course called American Politics and Campaign Technology. I taught it at St. John's University, how to run political campaigns, all right? I know this game. And by the way, the reason I hit the top so quick, again, I'm everything I am because of the family I came from. May they all rest in peace. My daddy didn't leave me money. He left me a 1977 AMC Eagle, and I could have killed the guy that sold it to him. But anyway. I hit the top because I've been working all my life and come from a great family that taught me to be me. The people in the political system running campaigns are the dumbest, arrogant, moronic, low-life pieces of crap you could find anywhere. I quit the Senate. I quit. The Secretary of Senate's the cat running the whole game. I'm a young guy, like 26 years old. My Robert Hall suit eating shrimp cocktail with the majority leader, Warren Anderson, and the mayor, the governor at the time, Malcolm Wilson. Rockefeller died. He was the governor. He died screwing a chick in his girlfriend. He got a heart attack. I guess he couldn't take it. Huh? All that money, you couldn't take it. Anyway, when I quit, none of my friends could believe it. I said, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to suck my way up to the top. It's a freak show here. So I said, we'd be talking in the back of the chamber. And you got a clown opening the door, sergeant at arms, some fat slob opening the door for these arrogant little clowns. And then my buddies would leave me, follow the senators to his seat. They could blow on these seats. They move and they pull it back and help him sit down. I said, what's the matter, man? A cat can't sit down by himself. He needs some help. You know, Gerald, you have that kind of an attitude. You're not going to make it here. I say, man, ain't my trip. You know, my mother, may she rest in peace. When I was a little kid, something would happen. I didn't know what it was. And she'd look at me and she'd say, I hate cowards. I hate cowards. So I wasn't going to disrespect my mother, be a coward. But although I pulled a lot of other stuff, she wouldn't have been happy about. But, you know, it's in my blood. It's a freak show. We need direct democracy. Let the people vote. You want to go to war? Let the people vote. All of you warmongers out there, all you ones that support the wars, the Israel war, the Ukraine war, go over there and fight. Send your wife, your transgenders, your kids, your whatever, and your money. Go over there and fight or shut your mouth. I'm against this. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Matthew 5:9. Look at the cover of our magazine this week. That's what it says. Hellish are the political warmongers, for they are the children of Satan. Salenti 10:24. We're going on, and you look at an InfoWars, and look at the article. The first live stream genocide. Al Jazeera documentary exposes Israeli war crimes in Gaza. Look at what's going on over there. We're getting Hamases. We're getting Hamases. They're in every house. They're in every school. They're in every mosque. They're in every church. They're in every hospital. And we're blowing up all the hospitals and killing people over. Oh, Hamas had headquarters in there. Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? Read this article in InfoWars. It's very important. A new viral documentary from Al Jazeera, titled Investigating War Crimes in Gaza, exposes Israeli war crimes in the Strip during heavily off footage. You ready? Released by Israeli soldiers. That's right. Description. The feature-length investigation by Al Jazeera's investigation unit exposes Israeli war crimes in Gaza Strip through the medium of photos and videos posted online by Israeli soldiers themselves during the year-long conflict. The New York Times shared an article earlier this week featuring 65 doctors, nurses, and paramedics detailing how they'd never seen so many children killed with bullets to the head. Where are the people for peace? I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. Again, we had a big peace and freedom rally up here in Kingston, New York, on the Four Corners of Freedom, John and Crown Street, where the seeds of democracy were sown. This is a third Dutch settlement, first capital of New York State, before they burnt it down after the Battle of Saratoga. When I went to jury duty, the cat putting it on said, "See that picture over my shoulder? That's John Jay." Yeah, John Jay. He was a first Supreme Court judge. He was a judge over here, Supreme Court judge. First one. He said over 70% of the Constitution that was written for Kingston, for New York State, rather, that was written in Kingston is America's Constitution. And I own three of the buildings on the most historic Four Corners. And I bought them because the seeds of democracy were sown here. Love it or leave it? No, you leave it. You leave it. I love it. Anybody that supports these wars does not love it. Oh, Kamala Hilarious, the little clown girl. Iran has American blood on its hands. Oh, yeah? They do? Oh, what did it? Trump killed Soleimani. I forgot. Well, anyway. They're ramping up this war. They're sending American troops over there, missiles, on and on, ready to attack Iran. Where are the people for peace? We had a huge rally over here. Sent out press releases, international, national, local. Zero coverage from the prestitutis. Oh, Scott Ritter was here. Oh, Judge Napolitano. Joe Lauria with Consortium News. That, they don't count. Max Bloomberg and Anya Parampal was supposed to come here, but they couldn't make it. No coverage. We are on the verge of nuclear annihilation. Look up the Samson option. Again, you don't have got to be good at math to figure this out. First of all, Iran has a very advanced military. They're downplaying it. Number two, America hasn't won a war since World War II. Number three, there are 9 million Israelis, 20% of them Arabs, and 91 million Iranians. You don't got to be good at math to figure this out. Israel says when they lose, they're going the Samson option, which means they're going nuclear. So, going back to the black, what's going to happen, false flag event, an October surprise. You better prepare for it because Trump is moving up in the polls and they're going to do everything they can. And again, I'm no fan of either of them. I want to make that 100% clear. Not voting for either of them. Not voting for anybody in the presidential thing. There's a guy, Gilead, I think his name is, somewhere down south. There's the only guy that makes sense to me, but nobody's going to get anything from him. But they're going to do everything they can to stop Trump from winning. And he's moving up in the polls. That is all there. So watch for a false flag event, and the Israel war is going to be the one, or the Ukraine war. They're going to bomb a nuclear power plant. Something's going to happen. They kill Americans in some country where we shouldn't be. Another 9/11. How about this? The Russians hacked our banking system. But don't worry about it, folks. We're coming out with a new currency. Digital coin. Yep. Because we got to come up with a new currency. We only got $36 trillion in debt. You put the real numbers in, about $260 trillion. No way in the world we're going to be able to pay that off. We're adding $1 trillion about every 100 days. So we're going to come out with a new currency because those dirty Russians did something. They're going to do something between now and election day. So be prepared. Again, we don't tell you what to do. GC's three G's, guns, gold, and a getaway plan. You better prepare for the worst. Again, if the worst doesn't happen and you're prepared, you lose nothing. But if the worst happens and you're not prepared, you lose everything. And InfoWars is also helping you prepare for that by the products they're selling, the information that they're giving, and all that they're doing. So we are in the most critical times, as I see it, in my lifetime. And we don't die before the end of November. I've been here for 78 years. So I've seen a lot of stuff. Nothing like this before. So support InfoWars because they're supporting you. And again, if you want the Trends Journal, go to Jones Trends. It's only $2.50 a week. Or you can get the Wolf Street Journal, SpaceX grabs returning booster rocket. What do I know that I have to know that crash for? $4 a day. We'll be right back with a lot more information.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller. Years ago, we've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine is literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks, they're the trailblazers, they're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants at Point Blank Range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more.
and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And as I keep saying, you know, I'm honored to be on it. And I'm here because with Alex Jones and his staff that work so hard and tirelessly to give you all that they can. And as I said, mainstream media is just nothing more than prostitutes, media whores. They get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and government whoremasters. And InfoWars is giving you all that they can give you that you're not getting anywhere else when it comes to that. Journalism is dead. I was mentioning before the article in the toilet paper record, the New York Times. And here it is. This is Thursday, October 10th. Redstone says CBS's rebuke of anchor's interview was a mistake. Sherry Redstone, a media mogul whose paramount empire controls CBS. Stop. Media mogul. Hey, I'm a mogul. My daddy left me all this money. I'm a mogul. You're just a piece of crap. I'm a mogul. Mogul? Who the hell are you talking to? And that's the language that they use. Oh, how about the low-life government crap? They're officials. Yeah, official pieces of junk. Leaders. I got little clown boys leading me? And I'm reading this and telling you this because of the importance of supporting InfoWars. It says it right here. Sherry Redstone, a media mogul, whose paramount empire, you got no media, the empire owns it, controls CBS News. You got it? Nobody controls InfoWars. Nobody controls the Trends Journal. So, to keep InfoWars on the air as they're trying to kill it, because the media moguls don't want anything said other than the crap spewing out of their mouth or believing what they have to believe in. So get their products. They got great sales going on. And they got one going on now that you don't want to miss. So check it out, and here it is. It's a whole variety of products that they have that are number one. You put that thing up there and let's take a look at what you got if you have it there. Yep. Whip, 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 up. Coming up. Where is it? All right. You know, Alex Jones said that less than 1% of the people are buying the products. 1%. It's the same thing with the Trends Journal. I mean, we have a good following. You know, it's a very profitable. You know, we do great. There's no magazine like it in the world. But considering the amount of people that watch our videos and everything, yeah, it's probably 1%. So let's make it 20% for InfoWars. Unless you want the media moguls to run and ruin your life. Because that's what they are doing. And it's only going to get worse. Yep. Matter of fact, this was an article from InfoWars on October 7th. Saying what I was saying. Ukraine preparing for false flag chemical attack. Senior Russian official claims. Get ready for a false flag attack. It's going to happen. So prepare for it. Again, there's this guy, I'm not going to mention his name, who got very angry at me. because we did a Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice put out a press release this past week against the wars. And he accused me of being an anti-Jew. All my Jewish friends, by the way, five of them, are totally opposed to what's going on. Five. Totally opposed to what's going on over there. And as I said, three of my last four girlfriends were Jewish, so don't call me anti-Jewish. I'm anti-genocide. I'm anti-war. I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. He said that... quotes the Bible, saying that God gave him this land. I said, what if I don't believe in your Bible? I'm not telling you to believe that I got to believe in what you believe, but there are 10,000 religions. 10,000, look it up. I got to believe in your religion. I'm not telling you to believe in mine. Again, there's the Balfour Declaration. Read about it. It's all there. On 1917, His Majesty's government declares that the land in Palestine will be settled by the Jewish people, and we will use our best endeavors to achieve this objective. And he said there was never a Palestine. He said, well, read Balfour Declaration. They call it Palestine. And then I also said that Israel is being accused of apartheid. He said, there's no apartheid. Well, I said, according to Amnesty International, according to Human Rights Watch, according to the International Court of Justice, according to the United Nations, it's apartheid. And he said that the UN... that evil piece of crap organization? Oh, evil piece of crap organization. I wrote back to him. To you, the UN is an evil piece of crap organization. I said, maybe you're correct. They're the ones that created Israel. Quote, on November 29th, 1947, that's my birthday, November 29th, 1946. The United Nations adopted Resolution 181, also known as the Partition Resolution, that would divide Great Britain's former Palestinian mandate into Jewish and Arab states in May 1948, when the British mandate was scheduled to end. British mandate? Who the hell are the British to say what should be going on over there? Salenti, what's wrong with you? The sun never sets on the British Empire. His Majesty's government. Oh, you mean the mafia? Oh, no, Salenti, you have to speak like they do. We could slaughter people all over the world. We steal what they want and kill and rape and pillage. With His Majesty's government, and we dress up like little clowns with all our costumes on and all our medals, and the people swallow our crap. His Majesty's government. I'm telling you, this is serious what's going on. People got no clue what's going on. None at all. And as I mentioned, you know, I go to nice places because I got to write about all the crap going on in the world, so I like to surround myself with beauty. And I go to places like, you know, the rich people that I talk to don't have a clue what's going on. The people that I meet say, I saw you on Alex Jones, regular people. They know more than anybody else. They know the facts in so many different areas that the mainstream isn't giving you. So there we are. And again, Washington's farewell address, he makes it very clear. Passionate attachment of one nation for another produces a variety of evils. Sympathy for the favorite nation, facilitating the illusion of an imaginary common interest. You got it? I got no common interest with Israel. Nothing. Got no common interest with Ukraine. Nothing. Got it? Iraq. Yemen. Sudan. None of my business. I'm an American. I am a patriot. Not like you little gutless clown boys, like little Lindsey No Cojones Graham. Did you come out of the closet yet? War, 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 war. F you, Washington. Again, these guys couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. And they don't make paper bags big enough for that little slob boy, Graham. This is so dishonorable to our founding fathers. So dishonorable.
Goes on to say, and infusing into one the enmities of another betrays the former into a participation in the quarrels and wars of the latter without adequate inducement or justification. You got it. You got it. The UN invented Israel in 1948. The facts are all there. There were only about 60 countries back then that were part of the UN. Go back to the Balfour Declaration. Wrote about it in detail in your Trends Journal. I don't know if it's here somewhere. Ah. Let me see. That's not it. Anyway, His Majesty's government declares that, where are you? Here we are. I think this is it. Got it. Yep. His Majesty's government views with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people. And this little guy that I used to respect at one time said there was never a Palestine. Hey, wait a minute. 1917 Balfour Declaration. Palestine. The UN. Oh, Palestine. Oh, no, we don't go by the facts. I don't want to believe it because I don't want to believe in anything, so I'll make up whatever I want. His Majesty's government views with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people and will use their best endeavors to achieve the objective, to facilitate the achievement of this objective. His Majesty's government, they created this thing. Again, I'm tired of hearing this word settlements. Settlements are stealing the land in violation of the Geneva Convention and UN Article 242. And now that clown Smotrich over there in Israel basically said we're going to take over Gaza. Valuable waterfront property. So that's on that. Now in the markets. So here we are. The markets, this is going to be a positive for Harris. If the markets go down, we said this from the very beginning, Trump wins. If there's a market crash between now and it's iffy because things are way, way up. But the geopolitical crisis could change this quick. Again, if the United States, which they're doing, and Israel, which they're doing, goes to war against Iran, you're going to see Brent crude go to $130 a barrel. And that will crash the global equity markets and the global economy. Look at the data again coming out. Germany's in recession, not officially, but it's there.
officially. Officials. They treat you like you're still in kindergarten. Authorities, officials, leaders. This is the third largest economy in the world. Largest in Europe. Bup. Recession. China. Bup. Look at its numbers. Its purchasing managers index. Manufacturing. All in negative territory. The second largest economy in the world. Go down the list. Oh, India is doing a little better. Not France, not Italy. This is serious. It's serious. There's going to be an economic and geopolitical crisis, the likes of which we have never seen in the history of the world, part one or part two. Again, when all else fails, they take you to war. And as the Harris campaign is failing, they're going to take us to war. And the people will go to war. Look, I was listening to Alex, they had on InfoWars about the vaxxers. Look how the people marched off to the COVID war. Like that. Hey, remember the celebrities? That's another BS word, celebrities. Who the hell are you talking to? A celebrity. Them, how they all sold the COVID jab? Yeah. How all the people marched off to war? I am one of the most hated people up here because I'm for peace and freedom. And I had a peace and freedom rally when everything was locked down, when little Andy Cuomo, the daddy's boy, locked it down. Everybody believed this is libtard land up here. They're not liberals. They're libtards. Liberals are people that want that people could be anybody that they want. Look up the definition. They've changed the definition of liberals. They're libtards. People march off to war. As I said, they marched off to little Georgie Bush's war. I read to you a number of times about, here it is. On July 26, 1941, President Franklin Roosevelt seizes all Japanese assets in retaliation for the Japanese occupation of French Indochina. What the hell are the French doing in Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos? And by the way, I got this shirt made in Vietnam in 1996 with my buddy Gary. We were one of the first Americans there, and they were so nice to us, even though what we did to them. But what are the French doing in Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos? And what do I care about? Oh, they're stealing the rubber, the tin, rape, pillage. Yeah. What was going on in 1941? Oh, the Great Depression? Getting worse? Britain and the Dutch East Indies followed suit. Oh, Dutch East Indies? What are the Dutch doing in Indonesia? Oh, we're the Dutch. We're robbing, stealing, pillaging everything we want. We have a king and a queen. How the hell can you swallow this king and queen crap? How can you swallow and be so stupid? They're a mob. They're a mob. King and queen. Here, king. Here, boy. Sit. Give me a paw. Sit down. Roll over. King and queen. I'm mentioning this. The people running the world are a bunch of arrogant, narcissistic, satanic, demonic people. The Dutch East Indies. The sun never sets on the British Empire. They took us to war. They're going to do the same thing in the run-up to this election, because what no one's talking about, only the Trends Journal, is the office building bust. The loans are coming due. There ain't no occupancy. It's only at 50%. Oh, 50.1, have to be exact. 24% vacancy rate. There's going to be failures in banks like you've never seen in your life. No one's ever seen it. As all these people that own all these buildings, these big crime syndicates that own all these buildings, can't pay their loans and they default on them. And the banks don't have the money to cover the dough. No, no, no. Hey, how about that TD Bank, huh? Got a slap on the wrist, right? What'd they do? Money laundering for the drug cartel? They get a slap on the wrist? Hey, how about that J.P. Morgan Chase with that Jamie Dimon? Oh, yeah. Five felonies. Five. Count them. Boop, 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 boop. Oh, one of them rigging the precious metals market. Yep. Only got fined $900 million. Chump change after what they did to it. It's prosecution to the fullest for we, the plantation workers of Slavelandia, but a slap on the wrist for the very bigs. And the moguls, the moguls, the moguls could do what they want. So, there we have it. You better prepare for it. And again, watch out for that false flag. InfoWars called it, and I'm calling it too. I agree with them. And if we don't unite for peace, we're going to die in war. And I launched Occupy Peace over a decade ago. I hate these wars. If we had peace and didn't have this military-industrial complex, America would truly be number one. But not anymore. Amtrak trains, subways are a night in Calcutta, third world rail, bridges collapsing, roads rotten, homeless everywhere, migrants filling the streets. More money to Ukraine, only another $9 billion. More money to Israel, only another $9 billion. All you people in North Carolina and Florida, go to hell. Here's a couple of bucks. Shut the hell up. We got to give the money to the military-industrial complex. Oh, Dwight D. Eisenhower, five-star general, Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces, World War II. The military-industrial complex is robbing the nation of the genius of the scientists, the sweat of the labors, and the future of the children. And here we are. Here we are. We need a new third party. That's the only way I see it. And I want direct democracy like they have in Switzerland. They haven't been in a war since, what, 1856? You want to go to war, let the people vote. That's Occupy Peace. Close the bases, 900 of them overseas. Bring the troops home. Secure the homeland. And again, you want to go to war, you let the people vote. We got it. We need a new way because this one ain't going to go anyway than down. Again, it's a freak show. Look at the freaks running the show. And again, do what you can to support InfoWars because they're doing everything they can to silence the truth. They call it misinformation. You know, you heard that little clown boy. Oh, another little daddy's boy from the Forbes family, John Kerry, wants to do away with the First Amendment because it's not letting us govern. Govern? Govern? A little clown boy govern? And again, let one of these little jerks come over here and give me orders. Come on. Try to make me do it. Try to make me do it. You're gutless. Again, I was there. Assistant to the Secretary of the New York State Senate. You call these guys out man to man. They don't know whether to, I can't use the proper language, but I will say, they don't know whether to pee or poo when you call them. Oh, don't talk to me like that. Don't you talk to me like that. You got it backwards, Jack. You're a little piece of crap.
I'm going to report you.
You're going to go to the principal? Yeah. It's disgusting. This isn't a government. A bunch of jerks. So anyway, do what you can to support InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. They got great products, and you need them now. You got to get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We are in the fight for our lives. And if we don't stop it, the it's going to be over quicker than we want. See you soon.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the Mavericks, they're the Trailblazers, they're the Outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the Outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.